It's time now for high school football here on Sunny 101.3. The players are warming up, the fans are finding their seats, and you've found the best source for local high school football coverage in southeast Nebraska and northwest Missouri. Tonight's coverage of high school football is brought to you by our Sunny 101.3 Sports Booster. Kickoff is just moments away here on Sunny 101.3, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. It's now time for tonight's pregame show.
Good evening. It's time for high school football playoff action. It's Missouri 8-man District Championship Friday. Tonight, the number one ranked Rockport Blue Jays will take on the number 7 ranked Nottoway Valley Thunder at Rockport tonight. Game time is 7 o'clock. We've got that coming up here on Sunny 101.3 and on the MSC Sports Radio Network. As we look back over the season on October 17th, these two teams got together and it was Rockport winning 74-28. The Blue Jays 10-0 on the year. The Thunder now 9-1. Their only loss of the season to Rockport on October 17th. In the game tonight, Rockport comes in averaging 63 points per game on offense. They allow 11.4 points per game. For Nottoway Valley, they're averaging 60 points a game on offense, and they are allowing 19.4 points per contest on the season. It's going to be a battle of wills up front. Two big, burly offensive lines going at it tonight. The winner on the offensive and defensive line, they usually win the football game. We'll see how that turns out tonight. I had a chance to visit with Rockport head coach Dalton Jones this week. We'll find out his thoughts on tonight's ball game. That's all coming up next. After this 2-minute timeout, you're listening to Rockport Blue Jay football on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Hello everyone, this is Natalia, a health navigator at Community Medical Center. Medicare open enrollment is happening now through December 7th. It's the perfect time to review your plan and make sure your coverage still fits your needs. If you'd like help understanding your options or setting up a plan review, call Community Medical Center 402-245-6739 to schedule a time. Community Medical Center, amazing people, exceptional care.
Welcome back to our pregame show time. Now to visit with Coach Dalton Jones, head coach for the Rockport Blue Jays, the number one ranked team in Missouri 8-man football and the top team seeded in the district in this district championship night. Coach, congratulations. The kids worked hard all year. They got the number one seed in the district. You got a week off last week, or 2 weeks ago. You picked up a big win last week, and now here we are in the title game with a chance to advance.
Yeah, no, thank you. We've worked a long time. This season really starts for us, and I think for everybody, you know, in May when you start in the weight room. And this is what you start working for, is to get to the district championship and a chance to move on. You know, this is going to be a really tough football game. We're super excited to be this far. I don't think we're satisfied with just being here. We were here last year, so we've got some goals in mind. But you got to take each one of these. You got to take each step, you know, before you can reach your goal. So this is just one step at a time. And right now, we're just excited for the opportunity we have here to play for a championship.
All right, tell me, let's talk about the Thunder. I saw them play Mound City last week, did that game. They rolled over Mound City pretty good, which surprised me a little bit. I thought Mound City had been playing really good football. But this Thunder squad is big, and they're pretty fast and strong as well.
Yeah, no, they are. They're big. They're strong, and then they're super quick. Now they've gotten a ton better since the last time we played them. So huge kudos and hats off to their coaching staff. They've really been working hard with their guys, and they do a good job over there. So they're going to be motivated to come out here and play and win a championship for themselves. So we have our hands full. McGinnis is a good quarterback. He's going to make some plays for them, and we're going to have to just try to limit what he does. And that Ty Hoyt is a tremendous athlete, and he's just going to be flying all over the place. So if we can keep those guys hemmed in, you know, we have a shot. But I think it really the key to this game is going to be that physicality up front. Like you said, they're big, they're strong, and I think we're big and strong too. So you know, I think the key in this game is gonna start there. You know, whoever wins the line of scrimmage is, I think, going to have a good shot of actually winning the district championship.
Mm-hmm. Their team has said they do a lot of things. They throw the ball deep. They throw the ball to the backs out of the backfield. They run all kinds of plays. You got to be ready for about anything on defense tonight.
Oh yeah, no, I mean they'll throw it all over the place. They'll throw it, like you said, out in the flats. They'll throw it to their backs. They'll really spread the field and really try to use the whole width of the field and the length of the field. So they really try to use every inch of the field they can. And we just have to be, disciplined in our drops, disciplined in our zones, disciplined on our guys with, you know, whatever coverages we were in. We just got to be disciplined. We got to be willing to come up and make some tackles. You will have to be good in the open field for us to have a shot, you know. And then we'll just have to try to get a rush on somebody. To really try to force some tough throws, some tougher throws. That helps us on the back end a ton. You know, we have some good athletes back there. Jack Marquardt does a really good job of roaming the field. So I have full confidence in them to be able to be disciplined in their spots. It's just going to be tough. I mean, this is going to be a tough, tough physical football game, and we're just going to have to take it one play at a time, and they're going to get their plays. They're going to get some big plays on us, and we just have to be able to have a next play mentality. And grind out for 48 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Your offense has been so prolific this year. The defense, honestly, has probably gotten overlooked a little bit. Your kids don't give up a whole lot on defense.
No, our defense has been really good. I mean, you know, and it starts with the guys up front. When you got Ryder Heron, Gabe Gebhardt, Quentin Jackson, Desmond Chaney, Jaden Guy, those guys do a really good job of just doing what we ask them to do. And our D coordinator, you know, has put our guys in the right spots, and does a, you know, tremendous job with them. So, our defense has been, a huge part of our success, and our ability to keep teams under a certain point total has been big. And I think that'll come in handy tonight. You know, if we want to win, you know, we're going to have to keep them under a certain scoring or a scoring number there, for us to really have a chance. Cause I'm sure they're going to make adjustments. You know, they're on their defensive end. So, you know, we're going to have to be patient, on our offense and, you know, really lean on our defense, I think, tonight.
All right. I'm coaching every team you played this year, and I'm coming into the first 2 weeks of the season. I'm going, we got to stop that Meyerkorth kid. He's so good. We got to watch him. Okay. Now we're week three, we're week four, we're moving down line. He's not seeing the ball a lot. And your running back, Brock Holmes, is having the season of a lifetime now. If I'm that other coach and those other teams, I'm not sure where to go because I don't think they probably forgot about Jack Meyerkorth.
No, I mean, yes. You know, certainly teams haven't. You know, it seems like week to week they always put their best cover guy out on Jack, which makes it tough on him. But it's good for Jack. It's good, good learning for him to be able to learn how to handle that. And I think he welcomes, you know, he's such a competitor. I mean, he welcomes that challenge week to week. But yeah, we've leaned on Brock a lot, but you know, that doesn't mean we don't have things that we can do. I think our quarterback, Wes Nantha, does a really good job of doing what we ask him to do, and throw to the right guy. You know, it's still there. We still have that capability of doing it. We have full confidence the playbook will be open. It's just, you know, we just haven't had to go into some of those things week to week. So we just rely on being strong up front and running a good run game, establishing the run early, and then executing on the outsides when we need to.
I don't care if he's playing offense or defense. For every 50-50 ball up in the air, I'll take Meyerkorth to catch it, probably against whoever's guarding him or he's guarding.
Yeah, well, I like to pick on him in practice. If I was running a route, I don't know if he could cover me, but
okay. Well, now that the line is over for the day, it'll be a tough game tonight, Coach. Just give me a couple of keys of what's going to happen here tonight, or what's going to happen good for Rockport to win.
Well, I think we just need to we need to establish our physicality up front. You know, that will be key on both sides of the football. Ball security will be a big deal. I think they're going to really try to rip the ball out, which, I mean, every team does. You know, every team's trying to create that advantage, so we just really have to make sure we're protecting the ball. And then I think just patience on both ends, patience on both sides of the ball. Like I said, I think earlier, they're going to get some big plays on us. We just have to go to the next play and just keep grinding this out. And I think offensively, you know, they're going to really make some adjustments. They might stop us a couple of times, and we just have to make some adjustments and be willing to not ride on success or failure of each play. Just play for the next play. That is really what we preach and what we have been preaching. So if we're patient, we establish some physicality, we protect the ball, I think we're going to be all right.
All right, Coach. Thanks for taking time to visit with us. Good luck in the ball game tonight.
All right. Thanks, John. Really appreciate it.
We'll be back with the rest of our pregame show after this 2-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's Friday Night Lights, and Mead Lumber is proud to bring you the game of the week. From the first snap to the final buzzer, we're building more than projects. We're building community. Whether you're upgrading your home, tackling a big build, or just need the right tools for the job, Mead Lumber has you covered. Cheer loud, play hard, and remember, when it comes to quality service and hometown pride, Mead Lumber is right here, building community with you from design to finish.
Sunny 101.3.
Farmers. The Rockport Blue Jays are 10-0 on the season, undefeated, ranked number one among eight-man teams in the state of Missouri. Tonight, they are playing in their district championship, squaring off with Nottoway Valley. Hi again, everybody. I'm Randy Catula. Tonight, we're in Rockport for Missouri eight-man high school football. Very pleased to have seated alongside of me this evening, Mr. Dylan Hendricks. Dylan, good evening.
Good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. A 63-degree temperature at kickoff. We want to thank our presenting sponsor tonight, Mead Lumber. Mead Lumber is your hometown building partner. Average high this time of year, 53, so not bad at 63 at kick.
Well, it looks like we're going to be going right to our national anthem here, so we're going to step aside for a 2-minute timeout, and we'll be back with a look at the starting lineups right after this on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Farmers State Bank is proud to be your community bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mound City, Maitland, and St. Joe, Missouri. With regional strength and a local advantage, they are committed to serving your financial needs through individualized customer service. Visit fcsbank.bank to learn more. Best of luck to all the players and coaches in tonight's game from everyone at Farmers State Bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mound City, Maitland, and St. Joe, Missouri. Farmers State Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
When it comes to growing strong yields, trust the local team that knows your fields. Fertilizer Service Company in Fairfax, Missouri offers premium chemical and fertilizer products, plus expert custom application for your crops and pastures. Whether you're prepping for planting or managing mid-season growth, we're here to help your operation thrive. Call 660-686-2402 today and partner with folks who will treat your farm like their own. Fertilizer Service Company, growing with you for over 50 years.
When it comes to protecting your crops, trust the name that you know and the name that knows you. Kent Fisher Insurance. Located right on Main Street in Rockport, Kent Fisher Insurance specializes in crop coverage tailored to your farm's unique needs. With years of experience and a commitment to service, we're here to help you weather any season. Stop by or give us a call at 660-744-5366. Kent Fisher Insurance. Rooted in Rockport, but growing with you. Kent Fisher Insurance is an equal opportunity employer.
Atchison Holt Electric Cooperative, 75 years of excellence. Together we save. Plug into the power of your Touchstone Energy Cooperative membership. As your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, they strive to provide dependable electricity at a competitive cost to every member. You have power, the power to have a voice in how the co-op is run, to energize and enhance your life with affordable electricity. This farming season, watch out for those overhead power lines.
Sunny 101.3.
Tonight's presentation of Rockport Blue Jays football is brought to you in part by Citizens Bank and Trust in Mountain City and Rockport, also by Community Medical Center, by Fertilizer Service Company, Kent Fisher Insurance, Farmer State Bank, Atchison Holt Electric, as well as Hiawatha Implement and Midwest Data Center. Say thanks to all of those folks if you enjoy this live coverage of Rockport Blue Jays playoff football. Well, Dylan, tonight the opponent for the Blue Jays is the Nottoway Valley Thunder. They are 9-1 on the year compared to Rockport's 10-0. But I think it's important to note that the one loss was to this Rockport Blue Jay team. And honestly, it wasn't close, 74-28. It was interesting to listen to Coach Dalton Jones in that pregame show talking up the opposition about what the challenge is. And he doesn't like to talk about the fact that he beat them 74-28 last time.
You know, and it was a game where Brock Holmes ran all over the Thunder, rushed for over 500 yards in that one. Just a huge game. And we saw his 8 TDs last week. We know he's tough to stop.
I think it's worth repeating what Dylan just said there. In the last meeting between these two teams, Brock Holmes rushed for 528 yards. That's not season numbers. That's one ball game. And I'll tell you, in all the years I've been around, I've never seen anybody rush for 500 yards in a single ball game. So he was absolutely unstoppable in this last matchup. Let's go ahead and take a look at the starting lineups here for tonight's game. First of all, for the visiting Nottoway Valley Thunder. Offensively, they'll go with Tyler Gray at center. He's a senior. The right guard is Joe Smock, a junior. At the left guard is John Smock, also a junior. The tight end is Deontre Mincy. Mincy is a senior. They have a pair of wide receivers in the lineup, Jax Cowden, who is a sophomore, and Ty Hoyt, a junior. At quarterback, a sophomore, Braxton McGinnis, and the running back is Cooper Snodderly. Snodderly is a senior. As we said, the Valley 9-1, the Thunder 9-1, and they're coached by Coach Ellen Kelphy. Now let's take a look at that Nottoway Valley defense.
Starting us off in the trenches, Tyler Gray, defensive lineman, senior. Jake Gard, another defensive lineman. He's a junior. Jax Cowden is a sophomore, and Deontre Mincy, a senior. At the linebacker position, Cooper Snodderly, a senior, and Dylan Walker, a senior. And at the defensive back position, Braxton McGinnis, Cooper Morrow, and Troy Hoyt. Hoyt is a junior, Morrow, a junior, and McGinnis, a sophomore.
Now let's take a look at the Rockport Blue Jays offense. That center will be Dayton Hayes, 230 pounds and a junior. The left guard is Quentin Jackson. Jackson is 185-pound senior. At the right guard, celebrating his 18th birthday today, is Ryder Heron. Heron, a 265-pound senior, hoping to get a win tonight for his birthday. In the offensive line, Gabriel Gebhards is 230 and a junior. The wide receiver, Jack Meyercourt, you'll hear about him. He's a 150-pound junior. At quarterback is Weston Amthor. Amthor, 160 pounds and a junior. He's completed 27 of 55 passes on the season for 581 yards. The fullback is Tayden Cook, a 160-pound senior. And the running back we've been talking to you about, Brock Holmes, 165 and a junior. Get this, folks. He's carried the football for 2,037 yards on 195 carries this year, averaging over 10 yards per carry, 10.4 each time he rushes the football. And as we said, the last time they matched up against Nottoway Valley, he rushed for 528 yards. We've just had the coin toss. Before we look at the Rockport defense, what do you got there, Don?
I think they're still doing the coin toss.
Okay,
I'll
go ahead and go to the
starters
then.
We'll talk about this Blue Jay defense. Starting us off in the trenches, Desmond Chaney, 160-pound junior. Camden McEnany, 175-pound senior, along with Quentin Jackson, 185-pound senior. Gabriel Gebhards, a 230-pound junior, and Ryder Heron, birthday boy, 265-pound senior. And at the linebacker position, leading tackler, Tayden Cook. Cook with 96 tackles on the season. He's 160-pound senior. And in the defensive backfield, Jack Meyercourt and Brock Holmes. Meyercourt, the 150-pound junior, and Holmes, the 165-pound junior.
Well, the Rockport Blue Jays won the coin toss. They have elected to receive. They want to get their hands on the football and, more importantly, get the football into the hands of Brock Holmes, I'm sure, here. So they will be receiving the football, defending the south goal, which is to our left. This is a north-south field. We're high atop the 40-yard line here on the east side. So that means that the Blue Jays moving from our left to right, from south to north. The Blue Jays here tonight in their all-blue uniforms, blue pants, blue jerseys, white numerals on those jerseys. The Thunder of Nottoway Valley, they're showing up in black and white tonight. Black pants, white jerseys with black numerals, and they did us both a favor here, Dylan. I always appreciate the contrasting numbers between the jersey color and the numerals on them, and that's the case tonight, so that's a good thing for us here. Getting set to get underway here, as we said, Rockport will be receiving the opening kickoff. What do you got?
And it looked like there was a penalty pregame. They didn't have all the players off of the field by the time 3 minutes hit or something like that. So we'll actually be kicking off from the 40 to start tonight's game. That'll be a five-yard penalty.
Never seen that before. Five-yard penalty before we even start tonight. Well, hope that's not foretelling of things to come. Well, now they're backing him back to the 35. He was at the 40. Normally you kick from the 30. I think he's got it right now. There seems to be some confusion. The kicker for Nottoway Valley is Dakota Hyatt. Dakota is just confused. He turns to the referee and says, just tell me where you want me to be.
And I was watching him kick in pregame. He does have a little boot on him here, so.
Okay, who are we going to have back deep? It looks like, was it Meyercorth? Here's the kick. The ball is going to get into the end zone, I believe, or did it go out of bounds? Yes, it went into the end zone, so they'll bring the football out to the 15-yard line, and that's where the Rockport Blue Jays will have their first possession of the game. Again, we're live tonight from Rockport, Missouri. This is the District 6 championship of the 8-man playoffs. Winner of this one will face either St. Joe Christian or Bishop LeBlanc in St. Joe next weekend, to be determined whether Friday night or Saturday. We'll find out. Weston Amthor is your quarterback. He'll bring him up to the line of scrimmage. Holmes and Cook set in the backfield with him. Amthor sets in a shotgun. Brock Holmes sets behind him, calling his starting count. Fake the handoff to Holmes. They're going to throw the ball over the middle to Meyercorth. He has a complete out to the 30, midfield at the 40. Broke a tackle at the 30, 25, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Jack Meyercorth, 65 yards. On the very first play from scrimmage, everybody was watching Holmes, and they go 65 yards on the touchdown pass to Meyercorth.
And Randy, I was just about to say, you know, after this play, we'll see if they can score quicker than their two-play drive to start last week's game. This one, just one play.
Yeah, this one only took 12 seconds, 11:48 to play here in the first quarter. And, man, you talk about feeling snake bit right now if you're not away Valley. Now they line up for the two-point conversion. Amthor again with Holmes set behind him, calling his starting count. Hands the ball off to Holmes into the middle. He'll go into the end zone for the two-point conversion. And just like that, Rockport is up 8-0, 11:48 to play here in the first quarter. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jay Gortasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, SML PNC Group, direct written premium.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
12 seconds into tonight's game, and we have our first Farm Bureau Financial Services scoring drive recap.
Well, they struck quickly here. One play, 65 yards, only took 12 seconds. A 65-yard pass from Weston Amthor to Jack Meyercorth. Holmes carried it in for the two-point conversion. It's 8-0. Rockport on top. And as we said, we've only played 12 seconds. All right, Rockport ready to kick it away. Handling the kicking duties is Tayden Cook. Has the ball teed at the 30-yard line. Back deep to return it, I believe, is going to be Ty Hoyt. Ball is going to be fielded at about the 2. He's out to the 5, the 10, 15, 20, on his feet across the 25. Still running, breaking free out near midfield, the 40, across the midfield stripe, and finally taken out of bounds is Hoyt. They're going to knock him out of bounds at about the 36-yard line of Rockport. So a great return of that kickoff there by Hoyt.
And Randy, looking at the Nottoway Valley's other scores throughout the year, they can put up some points. So wouldn't surprise me to see a high-scoring one tonight.
All right, Braxton McGinnis is the quarterback. Cooper Snodderly, the running back. two wide receivers, Jackson Calvin and Ty Hoyt. Tight end to the near side is DeAndre Mincy. Braxton McGinnis, the quarterback, just a sophomore. He'll set in the shotgun formation, puts a man in motion from right to left. Turns, gives the ball up the middle, hands it off to Snodderly. Snodderly breaks into the open. He's going to go down the right sideline, and he's going to take it for a touchdown. The line of scrimmage was at the 37-yard line. That will be a 43-yard touchdown. What are we? Did we show up for a track meet here?
We have not played 30 seconds of football yet. 8-6, our score.
Incredible. 11:34 to play, first quarter. And that will be a 37-yard run. And the ball was carried by Cooper Snodderly. Now we'll have the lineup for the two-point conversion. Snodderly just took it all the way in one play. Empty backfield back there for the quarterback. Has the snap. He's looking to his right. Wants to throw the ball into the end zone. And the pass is complete. Making the catch is Jackson and Cowden. We'll step aside and be back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
No matter where you are in the tri-state area, your technology matters. That's why Rockport Telephone and Midwest Data Center bring you seamless service from residential to enterprise-grade IT support. Need reliable Wi-Fi or cybersecurity that keeps your business safe? We've got it all, whether you're streaming at home or scaling your company. Call us today for your complimentary cyber consult or to start service at 660-744-5343. Midwest Data Center and Rockport Telephone. Fiber, voice, and video services with a dedicated local support team.
This is Sunny 101.3.
This scoring drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Fall City and Auburn.
A 43-yard touchdown run by Cooper Snodderly for the touchdown. Here's an onside kick. It's going to be covered up by Rockport. They didn't get fooled on that one at all, and Rockport's going to start with great field position. They're going to begin this drive first and 10 at their own 33-yard line. Again, a one-play, 43-yard drive. They carry by Cooper Snodderly. Or check that, a 37-yard drive. They were on this side of the line of the 33-yard line of the midfield stripe, a 37-yarder. All right, here's the Blue Jays back over the football. First and 10, working from their own 33-yard line. Weston Amthor with Holmes set on one side of him, Cook on the other. Amthor takes a snap. It's a direct snap to Holmes. Holmes will run it forward for about 3 yards. He's got the football out across the 35 to the 36-yard line. Give him a gain of 3. It'll bring up second down and 7.
And Blue Jays right back up, going quick here.
Going to go with no huddle. Look at him, it's a workout here tonight. All right, Weston Amthor again takes a tap. Oh, the ball is loose. Holmes grabs it up out of the air, and he'll be tackled for a loss on the play. That ball was loose. It was just floating out there, and fortunate for the Blue Jays, Brock Holmes able to scoop it up, gather it in out of the air for a loss of 3.
And it's interesting, the Blue Jays here direct snapping it to Holmes both of these couple of plays here.
Third down, 10 yards to go from their own 33-yard line are the Blue Jays. Jaden Cook splits to the right. They're going to direct snap it to Holmes again. He'll try to run right. They shoot through and got him. Good job defensively there by the Nottoway Valley Thunder.
That was Tyler Gray. Gray, a captain on this roster, a senior, and that'll bring up fourth down here for Rockport. We'll see if they punt it. We didn't see a punt last week.
Well, they haven't seen this very often. Rockport finding themselves in a fourth down and 12 situation, and they don't show. Well, maybe they are going to punt it here. The punter for Rockport is Tayden Cook, and Cook drops back into punt formation. He'll stand at his own 20-yard line, fourth down and 12 from the 31. Cook has a good snap. Cook will get the punt away. Return man has to chase back after it. It bounces. It's going to roll down near the goal line, and it gets into the end zone. They'll bring it out to the 15-yard line. So, after the Rockport Blue Jays score quickly, very quickly, Nottoway Valley answers all within a minute, and now a 3-and-out for Rockport, and let's see what the Nottoway Valley Thunder can come up with. They'll start at their own 15-yard line.
The Thunder, that first play of their last possession, faked the pitch and then, ran the ball up the middle.
All right, here come the Thunder over the football at their own 15-yard line, first down and 10. Braxton McGinnis is the quarterback. He's in the shotgun formation. McGinnis has the snap, turns, gives off to his running back again. That's Snodderly, who went all the way last time, and this time Not much. Maybe he got a yard or two. Let's see where they're going to mark it. They'll give him a gain of two. It'll bring up second down and eight, put the ball at the 17-yard line. No huddle. They're back up over the football. McGinnis puts two wide receivers wide to the left, a tight end set to the right. McGinnis has a man in motion. Turns it, gives it off to Hoyt on the end around from right to left. Hoyt breaks a tackle, fights his way forward for first down yardage, and a flag on the play also. He's across the 25, had enough for the first down, and then a flag came in.
And with Hoyt's helmet coming off, I'm sure going to be a face mask here. We'll see what the call is.
Waiting for the referee. That's what it is. We'll have a face mask call on the Blue Jays. So kind of an ominous start here for the Blue Jays. That three and out was really something uncharacteristic of this offense for Rockport. 15-yard penalty is going to put the ball into Blue Jay territory at the 38-yard line. It'll be first and 10 now for the Thunder at the 38-yard line of Rockport. Clock shows 9:29 to play and running here in the first quarter. We're tied at 8 with both teams scoring in the opening minute. Braxton McGinnis puts trips out to the left this time. Three wide receivers to the left, people jumping around defensively. I believe that's going to be another five-yarder against Rockport. The Blue Jays jumped off sides over on the left side of that defensive line, another 5 yards, and suddenly the football's all the way down to the 33-yard line of Rockport, almost effortlessly here by Nottoway Valley. First down and 5 yards to go at the Rockport 33. If you're just checking in, we're tied at 8 apiece with lots of fireworks in the opening minute. Wide receiver to the near side is Ty Hoyt. To the right is Jax Cowden. Two wide outs. Quarterback McGinnis takes a snap. Gives the ball up the middle to Snodderly. Snodderly will have yardage close to the first down inside the 30 near the 28. I believe he may have first down yardage. Let's see it. They're going to mark it. Yes, it is. First and 10.
McEnany on the stop there for the Blue Jays. For the Thunder, some big holes up front right now.
Yeah, this Thunder team moving right up and down the field. First down and 10. The football at the 28-yard line of Rockport. Braxton McGinnis calling his starting count. Takes a snap, pitches it back. We're going to have a halfback throwback to McGinnis. He catches the football, then dropped it, and it'll be ruled an incompletion. On the play that he gave it to Ty Hoyt, he rolled over to his right, then threw back left to the quarterback McGinnis, and McGinnis just took his eye off of it and dropped the football.
And there was nobody out there. All the Rockport defense was shifted over.
Second down and 10 yards to go. At the 28-yard line of Rockport on second and 10, Braxton McGinnis calls his count. Turns, gives to Snodderly. Ball is loose, and falling on it is McGinnis. They never got the handoff complete to Snodderly. Snodderly never really ever got the football. McGinnis has to fall on it after a loss of 4 yards. The ball moves back out to the 32-yard line. It's going to bring up third down and 14.
And it's an interesting situation here. Probably not going to see a punt. So two plays to get 14 yards here for the Thunder.
Snodderly sets on the right hip of Braxton McGinnis, the quarterback. Two wide receivers to the left. That's Cowden and Hoyt. Back to pass McGinnis, looking left. Throws out here to the left. The pass is going to be complete. Caught short of the first down. Making the reception is Jax Cowden. They drop him at about the 26-yard line. It's going to bring up fourth down and 8 yards to go. They'll go quickly with no huddle. Quickly over the football on fourth down and 8. The line of scrimmage is at the 26-yard line of Rockport. Braxton McGinnis calling his cadence. Jumping off sides big time. And that'll help them with their fourth down yardage here. Another 5-yard penalty. I wonder what the quarterback is doing to make that Rockport defensive line jump around like that.
And just a quick up to the line, hard count it looks like. I watched the Thunder a little bit in pregame. They're not afraid to throw it around here. So they can run it, they can throw it.
Well,
Rockport's
Quentin Jackson just came blasting through there like he was sure the ball had been snapped. Here we go, fourth down and 3 yards to go now. The line of scrimmage at the 21-yard line of Rockport. Braxton McGinnis puts trips to the right. Three wide receivers right. He's looking right. Now scrambles. Under pressure. Being chased back here. Gets rid of the football. Throwing down near the end zone. Pass is caught. And it'll be a touchdown.
There is a flag in the backfield in the area of holding.
Now let's see what we got. Making the reception was Ty Hoyt for the TD, but they think this one's going to come back because of the penalty flag.
And that one came from the side judge, and it is a hold. Yeah.
Holding is going to negate that one. On the play, really pretty decent coverage down there on Ty Hoyt. He had to come back for the football, caught it and spun into the end zone, but it'll be to no avail. And now it'll be fourth down and about, 12, 13 yards to go here. The football back outside the 30-yard line. That was a huge penalty flag because what you would have almost Nearly had. There was not a Wave Valley jumping out to a lead.
And lots of laundry on the field this possession. Four penalties so far on this drive.
Fourth down and 12 at the 31-yard line. Fourth and long. McGinnis with trips to the right. All alone in the backfield. Three wide receivers right. McGinnis steps back. Here comes the pressure. Chasing after him. They chase him around. He runs back to the left. Dumps the ball out here. Complete to Mincy. Mincy down the left sideline. He'll be taken out short of the first down yardage at the 21-yard line. And it'll be a turnover on downs. Rockport will get the football. They'll begin their first and 10 at their own 21-yard line.
And I tell you what, on both those pass plays, that defensive line was through there right away. And that was big Ryder Heron chasing the quarterback around the
back.
Yeah,
Ryder Heron having a birthday party with a few hundred of his closest friends tonight here in Rockport. 18 years old, the young man, Ryder Heron. What better way to celebrate your 18th birthday than playing in a district championship? Here we go. Quarterback is Weston Amthor. He'll put one wide receiver wide to the left. That's Meyercourt. Holmes and Cook set in the backfield with him. Cook sets to the right. Holmes just on his right hip, keeping the football, running to his right, trying to dive forward with it. That was Amthor on the keeper. And he'll have the, or check that. That was Meyercourt. They had a direct snap to Meyercourt that time. Boy, they're mixing me up here.
And we saw that a little bit last week, but not a ton.
Yeah, they brought Meyercourt in, and he took the direct snap on a Wildcat there. He'll have a gain of about three. We'll call it second down, 7 yards to go. The line of scrimmage is at the 24-yard line. Amthor puts Meyercourt to the near side, split out as a wide receiver. Tight end to the left is Gebhards. In the backfield, Brock Holmes sets back there. Cook has a flanker to the left. Handoff goes to Holmes. Holmes up the middle. He's hit, wrapped up, and dropped after a gain of only about two. He'll get the ball across the 25 to the 26-yard line. It's going to bring up third down and 5 yards to go.
Just not much going for the Blue Jays up the middle tonight. They haven't really tried to gain the edge much, but the middle has not been open.
Brock Holmes with 528 yards rushing against this team just about a month ago. And tonight, so far, they've kept him pretty well contained here. Third down and five. The line of scrimmage is at the 26-yard line. Wide receiver Taden Cook goes wide left, and a slot to the left is Jack Meyercourt. The single running back is Brock Holmes behind the quarterback. Back to pass. They throw it out to Holmes. He gathers it in. He's fighting near the first down marker. Depends on where he stepped out. I believe he's going to have a first down.
They're very close. No signal yet.
Clock's he may have not got it. Yeah, he got the first down.
They are saying a first down.
Yeah, it looked to me like he had it pretty easily. Boy, it was by second effort. He had to give that last lunge at the very end there, Dylan, just to get the football to the down marker.
And while we have a minute, our presenting sponsor tonight, Mead Lumber. Mead Lumber, building more than projects, building community.
First down and 10 at the 31-yard line. The ball on the left side hash mark. Wide side of the field to the right here for Weston Amthor. Amthor. Calling his starting count, has the snap, turns, gives to Holmes. The flag is thrown, whistles sound before the play unfolds. That's going to go on the offense every time.
Yeah, and it looks like a lineman moved up front right before the snap.
Lots of laundry on the field in the first quarter of this one. We've got 5:16 to play in the first period here in this District 6 championship. We're all tied at 8 apiece. Both teams scored in the opening 30 seconds of the ball game.
Both teams scored on their first play of the game. Then a punt to turnover on downs, and now a first and 15.
All right, first down and 15. The line of scrimmage is at the 26-yard line. The ball on the left side, hash mark. White side to the right. Amthor puts a man in motion. That's Cook going out to the left. Turns, gives the ball up the middle to Holmes. Holmes breaks free for a couple. He'll get about three maybe this time. He's going to be now. A flag comes in late. Way after the play was over with, let's see what this is going to be. The referee is looking across the way. Personal foul is going to be on Rockport.
Wow.
Wonder what transpired there. I didn't see anything. That came well after the play was over with.
And after, you know, a false start there, that was first and 15, this will make it about first and 30.
Yeah, the ball is back inside the 15 now at the 14-yard line. They need to get it all the way to the 39. For first down yardage.
On the opposite side of midfield.
We'll call it first and a quarter mile. 27 yards to go for a first down. The football at the 14-yard line. Amthor has a wide receiver. To the left is Meyercourt. Cook flank to the right. Hand it to Holmes. Holmes spins into the middle. Now cuts outside to the left. He's across the 20, the 25. He got a bunch of it back, but they got a long ways to go. He's going to have the football back out to about the 28-yard line is where he'll get it. So that'll be a nice gain of nearly 15 yards on that carry.
And that one, you know, first time Brock's right, been able to get on the outside and picked up a good chunk of it back. Third and 13 is the down and distance. 4:26 left. 8-8 is our score here in Rockport.
Here come the Blue Jays over the football. Meyer Corse splits left. Shotgun for Amthor. Behind him is Holmes. Set to the right as a flanker is Tayton Cook. Now Holmes shifts over to the left side, and there's people jumping off sides for the Thunder this time, and that's going to be 5 yards the other direction. I haven't seen this many penalties in the first quarter for a long time.
And I think four or five of them have been offsides on the defense.
Now it's going to be third down and much more manageable here for the Blue Jays. Third down and 8. The football at their own 33-yard line. Amthor again puts Holmes to his left. Amthor fakes to Holmes. And now back to pass. Looks down the left sidelines. Got a receiver just overthrew Gabriel Gebhardt. Gebhardt does not get targeted all that often. Just overthrew him down near the 20-yard line. The pass ball is incomplete, and it'll bring up 4th down and 8.
Couple of our sponsors that we want to thank tonight, Citizens Bank and Trust in Mound City and Rockport, Community Medical Center, and Fertilizer Service Company.
I've never seen anything like Missouri 8-man football for people wanting to avoid the punt. They just don't like to punt the football. Here we are, 4th down and 8 yards to go. You're in your own territory at the 33-yard line, and they're going after it. Trips to the left. Amthor calls his starting count. He's back to pass. Here comes pressure. Steps up into the pocket. Now throws out to this side. Pass is caught by Holmes. He turns it upfield. He's going to get the first down on second effort. He spins forward, and he'll be taken down into Nottoway Valley territory. 1st and 10. What an effort there by Brock Holmes.
What an effort. Starting with the catch, threw into double coverage. He got the catch, got pushed probably about 7 yards shy of the first down, and it was all second effort.
Had to fight his way back after coming back to catch that one. That was a big 4th down play for the Blue Jays. All right, 1st down and 10, Rockport. The new line of scrimmage is at the 38-yard line of Nottoway Valley. Blue Jays line up over the football. Cook sets to the left behind the guard. Holmes in the backfield behind Amthor, the quarterback, on 1st down and 10 at the 38-yard line. Amthor gives to Holmes. Holmes bounces outside to the right at the 35 to 30. Bices down, way down to about the 26-yard line. It'll be enough for another first down. He got 12 yards on that carry.
Cooper Morrow on the stop there for the Thunder. And this Blue Jay offense starting to roll a little bit, kind of finding their footing.
Can you believe it's the 14th of November and I'm opening the window on the press box to get some cool air in here? Incredible, isn't it? 1st down and 10. The line of scrimmage is at the 26-yard line of Nottoway Valley. Blue Jays over the football. We're tied at 8 apiece with 3:28 to play here in the first quarter. Weston Amthor is your quarterback. He looks at a 3-man down lineman, gives the ball into Holmes. Holmes is hit, pitches the ball back, trying to turn the corner as Amthor, but he'll be dropped for a loss of a yard. Wow, they tried to improvise there. Holmes was tackled immediately. He saw Amthor standing behind him and pitched the ball back to him. That was kind of a Travis Kelce-type move there, but Amthor didn't have much luck. He got dropped for a loss of a yard, and it'll bring up 2nd down and 11.
Morrow there on the stop again for the Thunder. 2nd and 11 here. Rockport driving.
Beautiful evening for high school football on the 14th of November. 64 degrees at kickoff this evening. Expected to get down to only about 60 before we wrap it up here tonight. Can you believe it? 2nd down and 11 yards to go. The line of scrimmage is at the 27-yard line. They turn, give to Holmes. Holmes runs, no. Keeping the football was the quarterback, and he falls in his tackle. Fake the hand off to Holmes, kept it himself, and Amthor gets tackled all the way back out at the 30-yard line.
Just an 8-8 score. Randy, this was a 74-28 game less than a month ago.
Yeah, incredible. 3rd down and about 14 yards to go now. The line of scrimmage is at the 30. Ball on the left hash mark. Rockport moving from left to right, from south to north here at Blue Jay Stadium. Weston Amthor, the quarterback, brings him up to the line of scrimmage, splits a wide receiver wide to the left side of the field, calling his starting count, Amthor. Now, wait a minute. We're going to have a timeout taken on the field. Timeout taken by Rockport. We'll step aside for a 30-second break. You're listening to High School Football on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For over four decades, Hiawatha Implement has been the heartbeat of agricultural excellence, proudly serving Hiawatha and Mound City. Whether you're a farmer, a homeowner, or a commercial operator, our commitment remains unwavering to equip you with the best John Deere machinery that powers your success. Our seasoned experts ensure your machines stay at peak performance, delivering reliability and efficiency day in and day out. Hiawatha Implement, powering your progress since 1981. Visit HiawathaImplement.com for more.
the Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
1:58 to play in the first quarter here at Rockport. I'm Randy Gatula along with Dylan Henrichs tonight, Blue Jays football.
And an announcement here from the Missouri State High School Athletic Association. All former athletes and sports fans, it's time to get back in the game. Become an official today. It's a great part-time income, and you get back in the game. Start today by finding out how. Contact the MSHSAA office by calling 573-875-4880 or visiting MSHSAA.org.
Third down and 14 now with the football at the 30-yard line. They snap it back. They're up the middle with running room is Meyer Korth. He's going to take it for the touchdown. I don't see any flags anywhere. And that is going to be a 30-yard touchdown carry by Jack Meyercourt for the TD.
And we didn't see it much last week. We certainly didn't see it for the first two scores of our game, but that one was actually a long extended drive here for Rockport. Took a lot of time off the clock. 14-8 is our score, though, Rockport in the lead.
That score coming with a minute 52 to play here, still in the first quarter. 30-yard run. All right, they'll line up to go for two. Amthor. Cook set to his left, Holmes set behind him. These yards haven't come easy up the middle this time against this Thunder defense. Keeping it himself, is it? Running out to the left side is Meyercourt
again.
And Meyercourt carries it. It'll be 16-8. Rockport on top. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Sunny 101.3.
This Farm Bureau Financial Services scoring drive recap brought to you by Tasha Arm Connect of Fall City and Auburn. Call Tasha today to protect the things most important to you, your home, family, farm, and future.
A 10-play, 59-yard drive for the Blue Jays, capped off with a 30-yard run by Jack Meyercourt. Meyercourt carried in for the 2-point conversion, and with 1:52 to play here in the first quarter, Rockport on top, 16-8. All right, Blue Jays ready to kick the football away, handling the kickoff duties is Tayton Cook. He'll come forward, and here's his kick. This will be a low bouncing kick. Picked up, now bobbled for a minute by the return man. Picked up at the 5, up the right sideline to the 10, the 15. He's out near the 20. On the return was Ty Hoyt. And Hoyt was not a bad job after he bobbled the football and had to run back to the 5-yard line to pick it up. Manages to get it returned out to the 20, and that's where the Thunder will start, 1st and 10 at their own 20-yard line.
Looks like Logan Ellis was in there on the tackle for the Blue Jays. We'll see if the Blue Jays defense can get a big stop here. Late in the first quarter, they got the lead.
1:47 to play first period, 16-8, Rockport on top. Here come the Thunder over the football. Wide receivers to the left side, that's Dontre Mincy set in a slot to the left. Ty Hoyt is the wide out to the left side. Now they put a man in motion coming left. They'll throw out to Snodderly. He makes a reception at the 20. He'll be taken out of bounds after a gain of about 4. Boy, there is no love lost here on the sideline. Coming up on Snodderly and making the tackle was Tayton Cook. And Snodderly, well, let's just say there was a little exchange of body language there. Should we put it that way? They're not happy with each other. Gain of 4, 2nd down and 6 yards to go. At the 24-yard line, back to pass. Setting up, they dump it out to the right side, turning the corner across the 30-yard line, close to first down yardage out there, goes Dontre Mincy. Should be just shy of the first down. 3rd down, less than a yard to go. Nope, now they're going to give it to him.
Looked like McEnany on the stop there for the
first. They indicated it was going to be a yard short. All right, over the football come the Thunder. 1st and 10 at their own 30-yard line. There's a handoff up the middle and hit immediately. Now a flag comes in as the tackle is made. I'm not sure what that one's going to be. The ball carrier was Cooper Snodderly, but a flag is thrown as he's tackled after a gain of about a yard.
And it's going to be a personal foul face mask on the Blue Jays.
Boy, The penalty bug has really bit the Blue Jays so far in this ballgame. Well, we've had flags both directions, but especially the Blue Jays. They've been penalized a bunch of yards.
A couple of 15-yard face masks.
Now, this is going to put the ball into Blue Jay territory at the 34-yard line of Rockport. First and 10, Nottoway Valley. A minute 15 to play in the first quarter. 16-8 if you're just joining us. The Blue Jays up by 8. A game that was 74-28 when they met last month. All right, first and 10. Braxton McGinnis is the quarterback. He'll put trips wide to the left, spread formation. Three wide receivers to his left. McGinnis is back to pass, looks left, throws the ball over the middle. Pass complete to Snodderly. Snodderly on his feet down near the 10, and a flag comes in. As Snodderly is tackled at the 10-yard line, they throw a flag. The Blue Jay making the tackle looks at the referee like, what did I do?
That was Logan Ellis on the stop there, and I don't know what the flag is for here.
Well, it came on the tackle, obviously. That's where the flag was thrown. Personal foul. A horse collar. Boy, I didn't see that as a horse collar. Did you?
I did not see mine.
You got to get in.
It was a pretty low hit. He must have just barely got his hand up in there.
Sure didn't see that as a horse collar, but that's what they call it. That puts the ball down to the 7-yard line. 41 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Rockport up 16-8. It's first and goal at the 7 for the Thunder. McGinnis, the quarterback, calling his starting count, has the snap. Turns, gives the ball off, running straight forward on the carry that time, as the running back was Dylan Walker. Walker got a couple. Looks like he's going to get down to about the 6, maybe give him a yard on the carry.
And McEnany got through right away on the tackle there. Great job busting through the line.
Second down and goal at the 6-yard line. 13 seconds, 12 seconds. I don't think they're going to run another play. They're just going to let the quarter end here. At least they're going to have to really hurry if they plan to. 5-4. No, they're not going
to get
a playoff.
Watch a hard count here, too.
Yeah, that's going to be the end of the first quarter. 16-8. Blue Jays on top, but the Thunder are threatening. We'll take a 1-minute break. We'll be back with more playoff football after this 60-second timeout on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Before the turkey hits the table, hit the pavement for a cause. It's Community Medical Center's annual turkey trot, Thursday, November 27th. Walk, run, or stroll to support the Senka Food Pantry and Richardson County House of Hope. Join us on the CMC campus. Registration starts at 7:30 with the trot kicking off at 8. Entry's just $25 and every step makes a difference. Register online or contact Linda Santo with questions. Let's give thanks and give back. The CMC Turkey Trot, November 27th in Falls City.
This is Sunny 101.3.
All right, second down and goal at the 6-yard line for the Thunder. Two receivers wide to the left, tight end set to the right. McGinnis, the quarterback, calls his starting count. He's back to pass, sets up, and into the end zone. Now rolling right, dropping back deeper, under pressure. The ball is batted down. Great defensive effort there. Now they've got everybody chasing after the football. It looked there for a minute like Ryder Heron wasn't real sure that wasn't a fumble. He was going to go scoop that puppy up. He said, this would be my birthday present over here.
And credit Heron there on the first pump fake pass attempt. He jumped up there and made the quarterback kind of second guess throwing it, and that allowed the rest of the defensive line to get into the backfield.
All right, now it's third down and goal from the 6-yard line. Keep in mind, it was first and goal at the 7. They got a yard, now an incompleted pass. So third and goal at the 6-yard line for Braxton McGinnis and company. McGinnis puts two receivers to his right. McGinnis has Snodderly set to the left. He's back to pass, looking into the end zone. The pass overthrown, intended for Jax Cowden. Boy, he put some mustard on that one. That was a rifle shot. Cowden couldn't pull it down, and suddenly it's fourth down and 6. This would be a huge goal line stand for the Blue Jays if they can get a stop here.
And kind of open playbook here for the Thunder. Only 6 yards to go. They can run it. We know they like to throw it around. We'll see what they decide to do here.
Braxton McGinnis is the quarterback. Cooper Snodderly is the running back. Snodderly has shown us he's also a pretty good receiver out here. So let's see what they do this time. Snodderly goes wide to the left. Jax Cowden is wide to the left. Trips left. Also out there is Ty Hoyt. Empty backfield now for McGinnis, the quarterback. He's got the snap, looking into the end zone. Now rolling left, putting it up. The defender's there, and let's see. No, he's out of bounds. The Blue Jays have held. The pass was caught by Snodderly, but he came down out of bounds in the left rear corner of the end zone. Made the catch, but I don't think it was even close from what I was looking at through the glasses. He was a good yard out of the end zone. So the Blue Jays, with a huge goal line stand, will take the football over first and 10 at their own 6-yard line.
And really, it was a huge stop there for the Blue Jays. This presentation of Rockport Blue Jay football brought to you tonight by Kent Fisher Insurance, Farmer State Bank, Atchison Old Electric, Hiawatha Implement, and Midwest Data Center.
Here comes Weston Amthor with the Blue Jays over the football, first and 10, their own 6-yard line. Holmes is a single setback. Cook skips out to the right side. They turn, give the ball to Holmes. Holmes runs off the right side. He broke one tackle, fought his way out to about the 10-yard line. He's going to get about 4 on the carry, and it'll bring up second down and 6 yards to go for the Blue Jays.
And last drive there for Rockport, a sustained drive, so we know, that they like to run it. I don't think they passed it, but maybe once that last drive.
They're only going to give Holmes 3 on the carry, so it's 3rd down and 7 with the football at the 9-yard line now. Second down and 7 at the 9. Amthor in the shotgun, Holmes set behind him. Amthor calls his count, has the snap, gives to Holmes. Holmes breaks outside to the left. He's at the end of the 15, fighting out across the 15, on his feet out near the 17 or 18-yard line. Should be enough for first down.
Tackle on the play was by Snodderly there for the Thunder. And we're seeing when Holmes can get the outside on the corner there, he's got lots of room to run.
If you weren't tuned in during our pregame when we talked about it, Brock Holmes had 528 yards rushing in one ball game against the same team last month. So far, compared to that, they've kept a lid on Holmes here. First down and 10 now for the Blue Jays from their own 17-yard line. They come up under center, and others, they're passing secrets back and forth in the line, whispering into each other's ear here. Hand off to Holmes. He is hit in the backfield, tries to break free, spun around, thrown back, and he'll be stopped for a loss on the play. Back to the 15-yard line, a loss of about 3 on the carry.
Great job there for the defensive end for the Thunder. It looked like maybe Snodderly or Richardson out there, but he was in the backfield right away, did not allow Holmes to get the edge on that one.
Whatever Nottoway Valley did last time, they're doing it differently this time, giving up 528 yards last time. Tonight they're pretty much keeping a lid on Brock Holmes. You got to wonder when it breaks loose, though, the dam breaks. Second and 12. At the 15-yard line for the Blue Jays. The ball is on the right hash mark. They've got the wide side of the field to the left. Meyercorth in a slot to the left. Looking over the middle. They're going to throw down the left sideline for Cook. He's got the reception midfield at the 40. And he's into Thunder territory at the 37. Then a flag is thrown on the tackle. And that can't hardly be anything other than something on the defense here, can it?
You have to wonder if that's another face mask here. We've seen lots of them so far.
Boy.
And it is another personal foul face mask. That's 3 of them from this same side judge this game.
Yeah, and add to that, though, the phantom horse collar down there a while ago. All right, the football with the penalty yardage is going to be advanced down to the 23-yard line. Rockport up 16-8, 9:43 to play here in the first half. Blue Jays over the football, first and 10 at the 23 of the Thunder. Weston Amthor is your quarterback for the Blue Jays. Cook sets to the right behind the guard. In the backfield is Holmes. Give the ball to Holmes. Holmes squirts outside to the right at the 20, inside the 20, fights his way down to about the 18-yard line. He's going to have about 5 on the carry. It's going to bring up second down and 5 yards to go for the Blue Jays.
On the stop there for the Thunder, Jax Cowden, and a great job there bringing Holmes down. He's pretty shifty, and they've been able to handle him pretty well and tackle him.
My name is Randy Gatula, calling your play-by-play. Dylan Hendricks alongside tonight. Ray Penning, our producer-engineer, for tonight's presentation. Second down and 5 at the 18-yard line. Weston Amthor calling his cadence, has the snap, gives to Holmes. Holmes bursts into the middle, first down, yardage and more. Holmes has got the ball down to about the 12-yard line. That'll be enough for another first and 10 for the Rockport Blue Jays.
Credit that one to the offensive line. That was a big push up front for the Blue Jays.
Well, Brock Holmes starting to assert himself. Had a chance to meet the young man last Friday night after the game and visit with him for a few moments. Wonderful young man to visit with. I'll talk more about that later. Here we are, first down and 10 at the 12-yard line for Rockport. They lead it 16-8. with 8:39 to play here in the first half as Amthor calls his count. Gives to Holmes once again. Holmes into the open, fighting on his feet. And did he get there? Still waiting.
I have
Nobody's ever given me a signal.
I haven't seen a signal either. They're going to say yes, he was in.
Then nobody signaled it. I watched all the refs. Okay. It'll be a 12-yard run by Brock Holmes. And they never did signal the touchdown.
I was looking at the side judge, the back judge.
Yeah, I like to wait. I like to wait until I see the arms go up before I call it, and it didn't happen. All right, that was a 12-yard run by Brock Holmes. Now the try for the two-point conversion. Holmes sets in the backfield behind the quarterback, Amthor. Amthor with the snap, pitches to Holmes. He'll run to the right. He's hit at the five, got away, and goes in standing up. And it makes the score 24-8. Rockford on top with 8 minutes, 30 seconds to play in the first half. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When it comes to growing strong yields, trust the local team that knows your fields. Fertilizer Service Company in Fairfax, Missouri offers premium chemical and fertilizer products, plus expert custom application for your crops and pastures. Whether you're prepping for planting or managing mid-season growth, we're here to help your operation thrive. Call 660-686-2402 today and partner with folks who will treat your farm like their own. Fertilizer Service Company, growing with you for over 50 years.
This is Sunny 101.3.
This scoring drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Fall City and Auburn.
All right, that scoring drive, 6 plays, 74 yards, topped off with a 12-yard touchdown carry by Brock Holmes. Holmes carried in for the two-point conversion. Rockport goes up 24-8 with 8.5 minutes left to play here in the first half. Blue Jays ready to kick it away now. Tayden Cook has the ball teed up at the 30-yard line, ready to kick it away. Back deep, I believe, that's McGinnis. There's the kick. Ball's going to be fielded at the 3. He's out to the 5. To the 10-15. On the return there is Ty Hoyt. And Hoyt's going to have the ball across the 15, out to about the 16-yard line. And the Nottoway Valley Thunder will start 1st and 10 from their own 16, trailing now 24-8 with 8:23 to play here in the first half.
After one quarter of action, St. Joe Christian leads Bishop LeBlond 12-8.
And, of course, the winner of this one will face the winner of that game next weekend in St. Joe. We'll keep you updated on those scores as they are available to us here from St. Joe. St. Joe Christian and LeBlond. We've been into both of those facilities. It'll be fun to go down that way if Blue Jays can prevail here. 1st down and 10. The football at the 16-yard line for the Thunder. Back to snap. They give it off to the running back. Hit in the backfield and thrown for a big loss on the play. Great job, Gebhardt's got in there.
And he was right there, and that was one quarterback. It was an option to hand it off or not. Didn't know really what he wanted to do. Ended up handing it off.
Loss of 5 on the play. Puts the football back to the 10-yard line. 2nd down and 15 yards to go. No huddle. 2 wide receivers. Wide to the left for McGinnis. McGinnis, here comes pressure. He's going to throw it out to the left. Hangs it up there, and the ball is going to be intercepted. That I believe. Did he get in bounds?
I believe he
did. Yes, he did. With the interception was Meyercord, and he'll make the interception at the 33-yard line. And Dylan, do you feel it?
You can feel the momentum shifting just a little bit.
Momentum starting to shift here a bit. 24-8. Rockport up now with 7:54 to play in the first half. Jack Meyercord with a huge interception at the 33-yard line of the Thunder of Nottoway Valley. So the Blue Jays, after scoring, right back in business offensively. Weston Amthor, 2 running backs set in the backfield with him. Cook to the right. Holmes sets behind him. Amthor takes the snap, gives to Cook, or to Holmes, rather, and Holmes will get a nice gain. He bounces inside the 30, down to the 27-yard line. We'll give him a gain of 6 on the carry, and it'll bring up 2nd down and 4.
Cowden there on the stop for the Thunder. It was an interesting pass there. It hopped up for a long time. Meyercord, you know, was in the middle of the field, had plenty of time to get over there.
Yeah, just kind of came floating down to him there. All right, here we go, 2nd down and 4. The football is at the 27-yard line on the right hash mark. 27-yard line of the Thunder. That's Meyercord, split wide to the short side of the field to the right. They turn, give it to Holmes. Holmes right up the center again. This time close to a 1st down, maybe. I think he's going to have it. They're going to mark the football at about the 22.5-yard line. Should be enough for a first down. It is.
We talked about a few minutes ago, you know, the Blue Jays struggling to make some holes up front. There's a lot more holes now, and it's 5 to 6 yards a carry for Brock Holmes right now.
At the 22-yard line, first and 10, Rockport Blue Jays. Jack Meyercorth comes to the near side of the field as a wide receiver. Shotgun formation for Amthor, the quarterback, on his left hip. Sets Brock Holmes. Handoff goes to Holmes. Holmes bounces inside the 20, down near the 15-yard line. He's just reeling them off 6, 7, 8 yards at a time now.
Like maybe Cooper Morrow on the stop. But credit the Thunder defense. As we saw last week, Holmes, when he's in open field, he's tough to bring down. There's not very many yards after contact tonight.
That's for sure. Second down and 3 yards to go now with the football at the 15-yard line. The 15 of the Thunder. Here come the Blue Jays over the football. Again, it's Meyercorth wide left. Shifting around to the right side is Gebhard. We're going to have a timeout taken on the field, and we'll step aside for a 30-second break. You're listening to Rockport Blue Jays playoff football on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
From the first whistle to the final touchdown, Mead Lumber of Southeast Nebraska is proud to be a part of those big game day wins. With local roots and a lasting impact, we're more than just lumber and supplies. We're your home team, building projects, memories, and a stronger Yankton. Mead Lumber of Southeast Nebraska, building more than projects, building community.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
This message brought to you by the Missouri State High School Athletic Association. Role models matter now more than ever, and you have the power to be one. When you show good sportsmanship at high school events, you set an example of character, respect, and integrity. Good sports help preserve the tradition of high school athletics and build community pride. So lead by example and be a good sport. This message brought to you by the Missouri State High School Athletic Association.
All right, second down and 3 at the 15-yard line. Right side hash mark for the Blue Jays. Second and 3. Calling a starting count. They take the snap, give the ball off again to Holmes. Holmes just kind of patiently fighting his way through there. Now gets thrown back, but not before reaching the 11-yard line, and that's enough for another first down for the Blue Jays.
Looks like we got a Thunder player down. We might have our first injury of the night here.
Well, we've got a player shaken up, so we'll step aside for a 30-second break. You're listening to Blue Jays football on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When it comes to protecting your crops, trust the name that you know and the name that knows you. Kent Fisher Insurance. Located right on Main Street in Rockport, Kent Fisher Insurance specializes in crop coverage tailored to your farm's unique needs. With years of experience and a commitment to service, we're here to help you weather any season. Stop by or give us a call at 660-744-5366. Kent Fisher Insurance. Rooted in Rockport, but growing with you. Kent Fisher Insurance is an equal opportunity employer.
Well, Jake Gard was the player that was shaken up. He's all right. He's going to leave the field under his own steam, and we're ready to go back to live action. First and 10. The football is at the 11-yard line of the Thunder. Here come the Blue Jays with Meyercorth split wide right. Quarterback Weston Amthor, a junior, the signal caller, takes the snap, gives to Holmes. Holmes into the middle, at the 10, at the 5, at the goal line, and it's a touchdown.
We talked about not very many yards after contact there. That one, Holmes broke two tackles on his way for that 11-yard score, and it was all Brock Holmes that drive with 5 straight runs from 33 yards out. Puts the Blue Jays up 30-8, 6:01 remaining here in the second quarter.
An 11-yard carry there by Brock Holmes. All right, they'll come up, line it up for 2. This time wide receivers to both sides of the field. Cook is wide to the left. Meyercorth is wide to the right. Pitch to Holmes. They hit him in the backfield. Holmes is going to get stopped this time. No chance for the 2-point conversion. And the score remains 30-8. Rockport on top. 6:01 to play here in the first half. We're back in 30 seconds with more from Rockport on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Farmers State Bank is proud to be your community bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mountain City, Maitland, and St. Joe, Missouri. With regional strength and a local advantage, they are committed to serving your financial needs through individualized customer service. Visit fcsbank.bank to learn more. Best of luck to all the players and coaches in tonight's game from everyone at Farmers State Bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mount City, Maitland, and St. Joe, Missouri. Farmers State Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Sunny 101.3.
Time for another Scoring Drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. A five-play, 33-yard drive capped off with an 11-yard carry by Brock Holmes for the TD. Rockport goes up 30-8 with 6:01 to play here in the first half. Now the Blue Jays ready to kick it away. Tayden Cook has it teed up at the 30-yard line. Back to return it is Ty Hoyt. Hoyt waits at his own 5-yard line for Cook's kick. Here it is. It's going to go over his head. He's going to field it in the end zone, and they won't be able to bring it out of there. They'll bring it out to the 15-yard line, and it'll be first and 10. For the Nottoway Valley Thunder, they trail now 30-8 here with 6:01 to play in the first half at Rockport.
We want to thank our Scoring Drive sponsor this year. Call Tasha Arm Connect today to protect the things that are most important to you, your home, family, farm, and future. That is Farm Bureau Financial Services of Falls City and Auburn.
Nottoway Valley, the Thunder with the football first and 10, working from their own 15-yard line with Braxton McGinnis at the controls. He's the quarterback. McGinnis puts two receivers wide to his right, has a single setback in the backfield beside him. McGinnis drops straight into the pocket, wants to pump once, throws it over the middle. Pass falls incomplete. I'm not sure where he was throwing that to. There was no receiver in the area.
We've seen the Thunder a lot more inclined to throw here lately, but, man, that defensive front for Rockport's just in the backfield too quick.
Well, again, Ryder Heron and Gabriel Gebhardt were the two that were in there putting on the pressure that time.
And it's not a big quarterback either.
No, second down and 10 now at the 15-yard line. This time he'll put two receivers wide to the right side of the field. Single set, the single running back there is Snodderly that sets to his left. Now I think we're going to have a timeout taken on the field. Timeout by the Thunder with 5:56 to play in the first half. Rockport on top 30-8. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Atchison Holt Electric Cooperative, 75 years of excellence. Together we save. Plug into the power of your Touchstone Energy Cooperative membership. As your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, they strive to provide dependable electricity at a competitive cost to every member. You have power, the power to have a voice in how the co-op is run, to energize and enhance your life with affordable electricity. This farming season, watch out for those overhead power lines.
Sunny 101.3.
5:56 to play here in the first half, 30-8, Rockport on top. Thunder with the football, facing second down and 10 from their own 15-yard line. Hand off to Snodderly. He's hit at the line of scrimmage. Huge tackle there for the Blue Jays. They doubled up on Snodderly.
You know, and after a one-play, 37-yard touchdown drive on their very first possession of the game, the Thunder have went turnover on downs, interception, and now face a third and 10.
Tayden Cook led the tackle that time, really put the pop on Snodderly, the running back. Third down and 10 at the 15-yard line. McGinnis back to pass. Pressure coming. Steps up. He's going to run with the football out to his left. Now he's in trouble, and he'll be driven out of bounds near the line of scrimmage. Little, if any, gain. Good pressure over there by Tayden Cook.
Yeah, credit Tayden Cook there because there was some room outside, but Cook just able to force him out of bounds. Just a one-yard gain.
Now they'll call it fourth down and 9 yards to go. The football now at the 16-yard line. We may see a punt. How about that? Into punt is Ty Hoyt, standing at his own 5-yard line on fourth down and 9. Hoyt waits for the snap. Oh, bad snap. He picked it up off the turf. He'll get the kick out of there. It'll bounce at the 40, down inside the 30, picked up at the 30-yard line, and trying to make the return was Jack Meyercourt. That was kind of dangerous, but he got the ball out to the 32. It'll be first and 10, Rockport, working at their own 32-yard line.
Updated score from just south of here in St. Joe. St. Joe Christian leads Bishop LeBlanc 18-8 now. In the second quarter, a couple of other scores. Lockwood leads Liberal 36-0, and Worth County leads King City 24-0.
Here come the Blue Jays, leading now 30-8 with 5:15 to go in the first half. They start this drive first and 10 from their own 32-yard line. Anthor with two receivers to the right side, tight end set to the left. Meyercourt is the wideout. Hand to Holmes. Holmes hit in the backfield, spun around. They're going to get him for a loss on the play of about 3 yards back to the 29, and somehow the defensive line is winning that battle, and they're getting into the backfield, and they're on to Brock Holmes before he can even get the handoff.
And he didn't make the tackle there. He won't be credited with the tackle, but credit Jake Guard on that one. He was in the backfield right away and blew that whole thing up.
Loss of three on the play puts the football back to the 28-yard line. They're not supposed to be playing music during the game, are they? Here we go. 4:43 to go here in the first half on third down, second down, and 13 yards to go. The quarterback, Weston Amthor, calling his count. Now people jumping off sides. That's going to go on the defense, and another five-yarder against the defense jumping off sides.
And you have to feel like this is a really important defensive possession here for the Thunder. Down 30-8, and it's a tough offense to stop.
This feels like an opening game of the season with all the penalty flags. You don't usually see this many mistakes in the playoffs. Second down and 8 yards to go now from the 32-yard line, their own 32, the Blue Jays with the football. Amthor has the snap, gives to Holmes. He tries to go to the right. There's nothing there again. They've got him all wrapped up. He just got back to the line of scrimmage, but barely.
And Guard there on the stop again with, looks like Keaton Reynolds out there. So great job here for the Thunder defense, a third and 10, forcing Rockport into a position they haven't really found themselves in much the last couple of weeks.
I'm going to say a loss of two on that carry for Holmes. So the ball goes back to the 32-yard line, and now it's third down and 10. Under 4 minutes to play in the first half, 3:52. I'm not used to having any sound effects during the ball game. I don't believe that's allowed. Here we go with the football. Calling his starting count as Amthor. Fakes to Holmes, keeps it himself. Amthor found some running, lost the football. He fumbled, the ball is loose. I believe that the Thunder has the football. Let's wait and see what they rule. Unless they say he was down.
No signal yet.
Boy, the referees aren't giving us any indication.
They're going to say he was down and it'll bring up fourth down. Big break there for the Blue Jays.
Wow. I had the glasses on that one, and if I were the Nemaha Valley Thunder, I would not be happy.
And he's talking to him about it over there. I don't know if they said forward progress or stop, but it was bang, bang.
Fourth down and 6 yards to go on a fourth down play in their own territory. They're going for it. The Blue Jays put a receiver wide to the right. That's Jack Meyercourt. Holmes in the backfield. Hand to Holmes up the middle. Holmes, he's going to get the first down and more. When they need it, Brock Holmes delivers. He squirts the ball all the way across midfield and down to the 36-yard line of the Thunder, where it'll be first and 10 for the Rockport Blue Jays.
Tackle there is going to be credited to Cooper Morrow, but, man, it's not every day on a fourth and six in your own territory. You just run it right up the middle.
You suppose when they practice punts, they just line up and go for it? Here we go. First down and 10 at the 36-yard line of the Thunder. 2:55 to play first half. Rockport up 30-8. Blue Jays over the football. Meyercourt to the left side of the field, spread out this time. Cook is a set to the right as a blocking back. Back to pass, over the middle. Pass complete to Meyercourt. He's inside the 30. At the 30-yard line is where they'll mark it. He'll have a gain of 6 yards on the reception, and it'll bring up second down and 4.
Ty Hoyt on the tackle there for the Thunder, and we had a late flag coming from the backfield. I don't know. It wasn't a hole. It was way after the tackle. It'll be a personal foul on somebody.
Personal foul. Personal foul on the defense. Wow.
And things unraveling a little bit.
They must have got
here for the Thunder.
New set of flags, and they're proud of them. And, boy, they're using those flags tonight. All right. Penalty yardage is going to advance the football all the way down to the 15-yard line. Still 2:38 to go. Plenty of time for the Blue Jays to capitalize. First and goal at the 15 for Rockport, the 15-yard line of the Thunder. Amthor, the quarterback, he's got the snap. Gives to Holmes. Holmes, not much. No, this time the ball carrier, I'm sorry, that was Tayden Cook carrying the football. Not much running room there. He'll be dropped after a gain of a couple down to about the 13-yard line.
Dylan Walker in on the stop there for the Thunder, and just a gain of 2 for Holmes. That's rare.
Yeah, so the football is at the 13-yard line. After a gain of 2, second down and 8 at the 13. Still 2:05 to play here in the first half. Rockport up 30-8. The Blue Jays come over the ball. Meyercourt to the left. Amthor, the quarterback, has the snap. Oh, miscommunication. He keeps it himself. He's got running room at the 10. He's at the 5. One man to beat. He's in for the touchdown. That was a broken play. The team from the 12. Is that where we were?
Holmes went left. The quarterback turned right. Realized Holmes wasn't going to be there, so what does he do? He just takes off and runs with it. Wide open on the left side here.
12 yards out on the carry with 1:48 to go. Definitely a broken play. Anthor was not supposed to be carrying the football as he turned one way and the running back went the other way and said, okay, I think I can handle that. And he takes it in for the TD. Makes it 36-8 now with 1:48 to play in the first half. Now we'll have the try for the two-point conversion. The backs are split in the backfield this time. They give it to Holmes. Holmes is going to throw the football. The lefty throws into the end zone, and the pass is caught for the two-point conversion.
There's a flag from the back judge. Don't know what that might be.
Logan Ellis made the reception in the end zone. Let's wait and see what the flag is going to be. Ineligible receiver downfield. So
that might make sense, because I think it was a run play.
Oh, yeah.
I think that was just one of those home specials where he decides to do something funky with it.
Improvise. So the penalty puts the football out to the 8-yard line. We'll try it all over again. 36-8, the score if you're checking in with us here. Rockport on top after a very competitive first quarter. Rockport has started to get a little momentum shift here now. They'll line up and go for it from 8 yards out for the two-point conversion. Weston Amthor is the signal caller here for the Blue Jays. Amthor has the snap. He rolls left, wants to throw the football. Looking into the end zone. Throws the ball. It's going to be batted down. Falls incomplete. Conversion fails. And the score remains 36-8. Blue Jays on top. 1:48 to play here in the first half. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
No matter where you are in the tri-state area, your technology matters. That's why Rockport Telephone and Midwest Data Center bring you seamless service, from residential to enterprise-grade IT support. Need reliable Wi-Fi or cybersecurity that keeps your business safe? We've got it all, whether you're streaming at home or scaling your company. Call us today for your complimentary cyber consult or to start service at 660-744-5343. Midwest Data Center and Rockport Telephone. Fiber, voice, and video services with a dedicated local support team.
Sunny 101.3.
Time for another scoring drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. A 6-play, 48-yard drive capped off with a 12-yard quarterback keeper by Weston Amthor. Conversion failed. Rockport goes up 36-8 with 1:48 to play here in the first half. Blue Jays ready to kick the football away. Again, this scoring drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. Tayden Cook to kick it away. Ball is going to bounce at the 10, picked up at the 5. Coming out across the 15 to the 20. At the 25, down the left sideline, the 30. Midfield, the 40. And finally, taken out of bounds inside the 30-yard line. On the return was Ty Hoyt. And Hoyt with a huge return there. They've got 139 to work with here in the first half.
And credit Tayden Cook there. It looked like he had a lot of room to run on the return. But Cook closed the gap quickly and able to bring him down.
I can see how Nottoway Valley is coming in here at 9-1. They're not a bad football team. Despite that huge loss to Rockport last time out, they won their other 9 football games.
Yeah, and this was an 8-8 game, you know, about a quarter ago.
All right, first down and 10 at the 28-yard line of Rockport. They've got a minute 39 left with which to work here. Braxton McGinnis is the quarterback. McGinnis has Snodderly set to his left, 2 wide receivers right. He wants to throw right. Pump fake once. Now he's going to throw deep. Down near the end zone, overthrows his intended receiver. The ball was well out of bounds. No chance at all there for the catch for the Thunder receiver.
We want to thank a couple of our sponsors for sponsoring the game broadcast tonight. Midwest Data Center here in Rockport, as well as Hiawatha Implement, Atchison Holy Electric, Farmer State Bank, and Kent Fisher Insurance.
Say thanks to all of those folks if you enjoy Blue Jay football here on Sunny. All right, Nottoway Valley with the football, second down and 10 at the 28-yard line. McGinnis has the snap. McGinnis sets, throws the ball over the middle, pass complete to Snodderly. Snodderly fighting down near the 5-yard line. They'll drop him. Snodderly right between two defenders, came up with the reception. They'll spot it at the 6 is where they'll mark it, and it'll be first and goal at the 6-yard line. Clock shows a minute 28 to play here in the first half. No huddle, quickly over the football. McGinnis is going to be under center this time with Snodderly set behind him as the running back. Under center, calling a starting count, gives to Snodderly. Oh, he's hit at the line and then fights forward for about a yard. Got it down to maybe the 5-yard line. It'll bring up second and goal at the 5. Clock continues to run. 1:09 to play here in the first half. Do they have any timeouts left?
They do have, I think, 1 or 2 there for Nottoway Valley.
The ball is down to the 5. Clock continues to run here. Valuable seconds getting away. as they have to go to the sideline to get the play. Braxton McGinnis. My goodness, 20 seconds has elapsed since the last snap. Now they come over the football. Second and goal at the 5-yard line. McGinnis with Snodderly set on his right hip, two receivers wide left. Hoyt comes in motion. Hoyt takes the pitch, runs to his right. Hoyt fights into the end zone, and he'll go in for the touchdown.
And that was maybe one of those where you want to give the ball back to Rockport with as little time left on the clock as possible. He does take it in from five there. Brings the score to 36-14, 35 seconds remaining here in the second quarter.
5-yard touchdown run there by Hoyt, coming with, as you said, 35 seconds to play in the first half. Ty Hoyt on the carry, just a little pitch out. He was flanked out wide to the left, came around from left to right, took the pitch into the end zone. Now we'll have the try for the two-point conversion. Again, it's McGinnis, the quarterback. Snodderly set on his right side. Back to pass is McGinnis. Throws it over the middle. The pass falls incomplete. The conversion fails. And the score stands 36-14 with 35 seconds to go here in the first half. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, S&L PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
This is Sunny 101.3.
This presentation of Rockport Blue Jays football brought to you in part by Hiawatha Implement, also by Midwest Data Center, Citizens Bank and Trust in Mountain City and Rockport, as well as Community Medical Center and Fertilizer Service Company. Say thanks to all of those folks if you enjoy our coverage of Blue Jays football here on Sunny 101.3. All right, Nottoway Valley ready to kick it away. Dakota Hyatt has the ball teed at the 30-yard line. Waiting back to return it for the Blue Jays. Here comes the kick. An onside kick. Everybody after it. A big pile of humanity. They tried the onside. The ball did get across the 40-yard line. They'll have to unpile them and see who's got the football. The Thunder says they do, and I believe they do.
And a chance here with 35 seconds left to come into this lead a little more.
You talk about a momentum shift. If they could happen to put some points up here at the end, after finding themselves down just a few minutes ago, 36-8, this kind of gives the Nottoway Valley Thunder new hope and new life here.
Their second onside try of the night.
Yep, they'll have the football, first and 10, at the 39-yard line of the Rockport Blue Jays, but they have only 35 seconds left with which to work. I think they must be out of timeouts here, Dylan, because they didn't use one earlier when you would have thought they would have. Let's find out. At the 39-yard line, first down and 10. McGinnis, the QB, has the snap. He wants to throw the football. Here's the pressure. He's going to run with it. McGinnis out to the left at the 35, hit and drop near the 32-yard line after a gain of about 7 on the carry. It's going to bring up second down and 3 yards to go. The clock did stop. Did he get out of bounds? Is that?
I think they took a timeout here, and they did have one left.
Okay, timeout taken on the field. Let's keep it here live this time. We'll keep it here.
This message from the Missouri State High School Athletic Association. Tonight's game is more than a contest between the schools. It's a chance for learning, growth, and community. High school activities teach values like teamwork, integrity, and respect. The mission of Missouri State High School Athletic Association reminds you to do your part, show good sportsmanship, and role model respect. Let's preserve Missouri's proud tradition of high school athletics.
Our halftime show coming up, you want to stay tuned for that, is presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from death. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. Second down and 4 now at the 33-yard line for the Nemaha Valley Thunder. Nottoway Valley Thunder, I'm sorry. Second down and 4. McGinnis, here comes the pressure. Heron giving chase. Gebhardt gives chase. He turns up the left sideline, has the first down, and he'll run out of bounds down near the 25-yard line with 17 seconds left to go during the first half.
Incredible. McGinnis, just a sophomore, but man, he's shifty when he gets out into the open.
Well, those guys chased him, 265-pounders back there. I'd be running too, Dylan. Here we go, first down and 10. At the 24-yard line, Braxton McGinnis Looks at four down linemen this time from Rockport. Pump fake once, sets. Now he's going to throw near the end zone. Snodderly just overthrows him. Snodderly was behind the coverage in the end zone. The pass just out of his reach, or that would have been another six.
And it's a Nottoway Valley team that, as we've seen, they can throw it. So this, you know, kind of sets up in their favor. And their two scoring drives tonight both started in Rockport territory. Of course, this drive did as well.
I'm amazed they're playing music here. That's, at least on the Nebraska side, that's not allowed during the game. But we'll see. 11 seconds to go. Second down and 10 yards to go with the 24-yard line. Braxton McGinnis puts trips to the right. Three wide receivers. McGinnis sets in the pocket. Here comes the pressure again. Now pump fake. Now throws it in desperation out to the left and unloads it with just 4 seconds left on the clock.
Heron in the backfield again, and we've talked about it. This Rockport defensive line, you got to get rid of it quick because there's not a ton of time to throw.
All right, 4 seconds. Time for one more shot at it, and another timeout taken on the field by Nottoway Valley. So we'll take a timeout this time. We're back in half a minute from Rockport here on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Our producer-engineer for tonight's broadcast is Ray Penning back at the Sunny 101.3 studios. Dylan, you got an update from Ray there.
Bishop LeBlanc cutting into the St. Joe Christian lead. It's now 18-14. St. Joe Christian leads Bishop LeBlanc in the second quarter.
All right, 4 seconds to go here. One more play for the Nottoway Valley Thunder. McGinnis calling his count. McGinnis is going to throw the football. He sets. He throws deep into the end zone. And the ball is caught, and I believe we've got a touchdown. Wow, right in front of the coverage, making the reception.
And we have a flag here at the 27. It's going to be holding on the offense.
Oh, my. That's the second touchdown of the night called back for the Thunder. Jax Cowden made the reception right in front of Brock Holmes, the defender, down in the end zone. Well-thrown football. He had to come back to catch it. Not a lot Holmes could do about it, but the holding penalty is going to negate that, and that's the second touchdown of the night. And that'll be the end of the half, I believe. They won't get another shot at it. Time's expired, right?
Our 10th overall penalty of the night.
Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, they'll get one more play here, a defensive penalty. We'll have an untimed down with the football at the 34-yard line. All right. Third down and goal. Here we go, and I'm tying down. Third down from the 34-yard line. Back to pass, McGinnis. Pressure coming. They're chasing him. McGinnis just has to throw it away. The pass falls incomplete. There's the end of the first half. And at the half, the Rockport Blue Jays are leading the Nottoway Valley Thunder 36-14, our halftime score. We'll step aside for a two-minute timeout here. Be back with our halftime show presented by Highland Community College after this two-minute break on Sunny 101.3 and your MSC Sports Radio Network.
When it comes to growing strong yields, trust the local team that knows your fields. Fertilizer Service Company in Fairfax, Missouri offers premium chemical and fertilizer products, plus expert custom application for your crops and pastures. Whether you're prepping for planting or managing mid-season growth, we're here to help your operation thrive. Call 660-686-2402 today and partner with folks who will treat your farm like their own. Fertilizer Service Company, growing with you for over 50 years.
When it comes to protecting your crops, trust the name that you know and the name that knows you. Kent Fisher Insurance. Located right on Main Street in Rockport, Kent Fisher Insurance specializes in crop coverage tailored to your farm's unique needs. With years of experience and a commitment to service, we're here to help you weather any season. Stop by or give us a call at 660-744-5366. Kent Fisher Insurance. Rooted in Rockport, but growing with you. Kent Fisher Insurance is an equal opportunity employer.
Hello, everyone. This is Natalia, a health navigator at Community Medical Center. Medicare open enrollment is happening now through December 7th. It's the perfect time to review your plan and make sure your coverage still fits your needs. If you'd like help understanding your options or setting up a plan review, call Community Medical Center 402-245-6739 to schedule a time. Community Medical Center, amazing people, exceptional care.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is Sunny 101.3.
It's time for our halftime recap, and this halftime show is brought to you by Highland Community College. Highland Community College is close to home but far from debt. You can find them online at highlandcc.edu.
Well, at the half, the Rockport Blue Jays leading the Thunder of Nottoway Valley 36-14, our halftime score. Let's take a look at the scoring and how it unfolded in the first half of this one. Well, a lot of fireworks in the opening minute with just 12 seconds gone in the ballgame. A 65-yard touchdown pass from Weston Anthor to Jack Meyercorth, a one-play 65-yard drive. Holmes carried in for the two-point conversion. It was 8-0 Rockport, and we'd only played 12 seconds. But very quickly, Nottoway Valley answered. Just 14 seconds later, 11:34 to play. We hadn't even played 30 seconds. We had two touchdowns up. This one was a 37-yard run by Cooper Stotterly, the running back. One play, 37 yards. The pass was complete for the two-point conversion to Jax Cowden. We're tied at 8, and we've only played 26 seconds. Can you believe it? Later in the first quarter, with 1:52 to play, a 30-yard run by Jack Meyercorth capped off a 10-play, 59-yard drive. Meyercorth also carried in for the two-point conversion, made it 16-8. Then with 8:30 to go in the second quarter, Brock Holmes with his first touchdown of the night from 12 yards out, a 6-play, 74-yard drive. Holmes carried for the two-point conversion. It was 24-8 Rockport. Just 2 minutes later, Holmes strikes again, this time from 11 yards out, a 5-play, 33-yard drive. The conversion failed. Rockport went up 32-8. With 1:48 to go in the first half, a 12-yard run, this one by Weston Amthor. It was a broken play, miscommunication between him and Brock Holmes. He turned one way, Holmes went the other, so Amthor just took it on a keeper in from 12 yards out for the touchdown. That was a 6-play, 48-yard drive. When the conversion failed, Rockport had opened up a 36-8 lead with just a minute 48 left to play in the first half. With 35 seconds to go before the halftime break, the Thunder of Nottoway Valley struck again with a 5-yard touchdown run by Ty Hoyt on a pitch out. That was a 4-play, 28-yard drive. The conversion failed. And at the half, the Rockport Blue Jays are leading the Thunder of Nottoway Valley 36-14. That is our halftime score here in Rockport. The last update, we've got now the potential opponent for the winner of this one right now, St. Joel Christian, leading Bishop LeBlond 18-14. That is also a halftime score in the game being played down in St. Joe. We're going to take a two-minute break here and then update you with the latest weather forecast, another 2 minutes of information, and then we'll be back with more of our halftime show. You're listening to Rockport Blue Jays Football on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For over four decades, Hiawatha Implement has been the heartbeat of agricultural excellence, proudly serving Hiawatha and Mound City. Whether you're a farmer, a homeowner, or a commercial operator, our commitment remains unwavering to equip you with the best John Deere machinery that powers your success. Our seasoned experts ensure your machines stay at peak performance, delivering reliability and efficiency day in and day out. Hiawatha Implement, powering your progress since 1981. Visit HiawathaImplement.com for more.
It's Friday Night Lights, and Mead Lumber is proud to bring you the Game of the Week.
From the first snap to the final buzzer, we're building more than projects. We're building community. Whether you're upgrading your home, tackling a big build, or just need the right tools for the job, Mead Lumber has you covered. Cheer loud, play hard, and remember, when it comes to quality service and hometown pride, Mead Lumber is right here, building community with you from design to finish.
Farmers State Bank is proud to be your community bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mound City, Maitland, and St. Joe, Missouri. With regional strength and a local advantage, they are committed to serving your financial needs through individualized customer service. Visit fcsbank.bank to learn more. Best of luck to all the players and coaches in tonight's game from everyone at Farmers State Bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mound City, Maitland, and St. Joe, Missouri. Farmers State Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Atchison Holt Electric Cooperative, 75 years of excellence. Together we save. Plug into the power of your Touchstone Energy Cooperative membership. As your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, they strive to provide dependable electricity at a competitive cost to every member. You have power, the power to have a voice in how the co-op is run, to energize and enhance your life with affordable electricity. This farming season, watch out for those overhead power lines.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. Lows level off around 51 tonight under partly cloudy skies, southwest winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Daytime highs approaching 72. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Lows dip down to about 39 tomorrow night. Temperatures a bit above average Sunday and Monday with highs in the upper 50s. Slight chance for scattered rain showers Monday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
No matter where you are in the tri-state area, your technology matters. That's why Rockport Telephone and Midwest Data Center bring you seamless service from residential to enterprise-grade IT support. Need reliable Wi-Fi or cybersecurity that keeps your business safe? We've got it all, whether you're streaming at home or scaling your company. Call us today for your complimentary cyber consult or to start service at 660-744-5343. Midwest Data Center and Rockport Telephone. Fiber, voice, and video services with a dedicated local support team.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, S&L P&C Group, direct written premium.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way. From oil changes to complete engine rebuilds, your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-2908.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you too will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Sunny 101.3.
Time here at Rockport. The Rockport Blue Jays leading the Nottoway Valley Thunder 36-14, our halftime score. And now our halftime show presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from debt. You can find them online at highlandcc.edu. Well, it's district finals Friday night in eight-man football here in Missouri, and Dylan Hendricks is standing by with some scoring updates on some of the other district games going on.
Let's kick it off in District 1. The number 2 team in eight-man football in the state of Missouri, Lockwood, they lead Liberal 57-8 that game at halftime. 57-8 is the score. In District 7 at halftime, Worth County, a 24-0 lead. They're the number 4 team in the state over number 9, King City. In District 2, Archie trails Appleton City 18-14. Archie, the number 3 team in the state, they trail 18-14 at half. In District 8, number 6, Knox County. Number 8, North Shelby. North Shelby leads 30-12 currently. In a game that we're all keeping our eyes on here, St. Joe Christian leads Bishop LeBlanc 18-14 at the half. That one an important one because the winner of tonight's game will travel south to St. Joe to face the winner of that one next week on either Friday or Saturday. Then District 3 at the half, Northwest Hughesville trailing Concordia 14-8. District 4, Wellington leads 32-14 over number 5, Norbourne, and that's in District 4. And
Norbourne, Norbourne undefeated, too. They're 10-0.
Norbourne 10-0 trails 32-14 at the half to Wellington.
So those are the scoring updates from district finals all around the state of Missouri. As we mentioned several times, the winner of this one will be facing off with the winner of the game going on down at St. Joe between Bishop LeBlanc and St. Joe Christian. You said St. Joe Christian up right now 18-4. Now, there seems to be a lot of discussion about when that game's going to be played. It originally is scheduled to be played on Saturday, but since it's not a long trip and a lot of big distance from what we're nothing official now, but what we're hearing from some of the school administrators involved, there is a possibility that might be played on a Friday night. What we do know is if it involves Rockport and they're playing in it, you will hear it live here on Sunny 101.3, be it Friday night, Saturday, or whenever. We'll have it for you so you can count on it. Tell your friends all around the Rockport area that Sunny 101.3 is your station for live coverage of Rockport Blue Jays playoff football. And I mentioned a little bit earlier during our first half, and I had a chance to meet up with Brock Holmes. Actually, I met his grandmother. I stopped by for supper after the game. I was down at the local fast food place waiting in line, and Grandma comes over. I was wearing my Sonny shirt. And she, "You must be Randy." "Yeah, I'm Brock Holmes' grandmother." She was very proud of that fact, and justifiably so. And the young man came in with some of his friends, and Grandma was quick to introduce us. Had a chance for a brief conversation with Brock, and what a nice young man. Not only an outstanding athlete, but just a wonderful kid, very articulate. We visited for a minute, and here's the thing, he's only a junior. The kid went out and got 528 yards against this team last month. He is already
over 2,000 on the season.
Yeah, he came into tonight's game with 2,037 yards on 195 carries, averaging 10.4 yards per carry. He had 44 touchdowns coming into this one. Got two more tonight. He's up to 46. And again, let me repeat, he's only a junior.
And not just Holmes. Amthor, Meyer, Korth, all juniors for this Rockport team. They'll be back next year.
Yeah, the cupboard's not going to be bare. They're certainly going to miss Ryder Heron and Quentin Jackson and some of those big seniors up front. We want to take an opportunity to once again wish Ryder Heron a very happy 18th birthday. Can you think of a better way of spending? Everybody remembers your 18th birthday. That's kind of a milestone. A lot of voting, a lot of things open up to you at 18. Can you imagine remembering your 18th birthday? You were playing in your district championship, district final, high school football. What a great way to spend your birthday.
On a 65-degree November night.
Yeah, the temperatures, too. You know, we were talking before we went on the air tonight. I was Dylan and I sometimes get to reminiscing of my 50-some years of play-by-play, and I was telling Dylan that over the years, I have done my share of football playoff games in snowstorms, blizzard, freezing rain. We've seen it all. And to be down here on the 14th of November and have the temperatures in the 60s, we kicked off at 64 degrees tonight. I don't think it's dropped much since then, but changes, times are changing here in a couple of days. I think we've got one more nice day tomorrow yet, but what a great evening for football here in Rockport. We're going to step aside for another two-minute timeout and some very important messages from the folks that bring you these broadcasts. So we'll step aside for 2 minutes, send it back to Ray Penning. We'll be back here in Rockport on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For over four decades, Hiawatha Implement has been the heartbeat of agricultural excellence, proudly serving Hiawatha and Mound City. Whether you're a farmer, a homeowner, or a commercial operator, our commitment remains unwavering to equip you with the best John Deere machinery that powers your success. Our seasoned experts ensure your machines stay at peak performance, delivering reliability and efficiency day in and day out. Hiawatha Implement, powering your progress since 1981. Visit HiawathaImplement.com for more.
When it comes to growing strong yields, trust the local team that knows your fields. Fertilizer Service Company in Fairfax, Missouri offers premium chemical and fertilizer products, plus expert custom application for your crops and pastures. Whether you're prepping for planting or managing mid-season growth, we're here to help your operation thrive. Call 660-686-2402 today and partner with folks who will treat your farm like their own. Fertilizer Service Company, growing with you for over 50 years.
When it comes to protecting your crops, trust the name that you know and the name that knows you. Kent Fisher Insurance. Located right on Main Street in Rockport, Kent Fisher Insurance specializes in crop coverage tailored to your farm's unique needs. With years of experience and a commitment to service, we're here to help you weather any season. Stop by or give us a call at 660-744-5366. Kent Fisher Insurance. Rooted in Rockport, but growing with you. Kent Fisher Insurance is an equal opportunity employer.
Farmers State Bank is proud to be your community bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mound City, Maitland, and St. Joe, Missouri. With regional strength and a local advantage, they are committed to serving your financial needs through individualized customer service. Visit fcsbank.bank to learn more. Best of luck to all the players and coaches in tonight's game from everyone at Farmers State Bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mound City, Maitland, and St. Joe, Missouri. Farmers State Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Welcome you back to Blue Jay Stadium here in Rockport, Missouri. Live coverage of the Missouri 8-man district finals. The Rockport Blue Jays leading the Nottoway Valley Thunder here at the half. Rockport up 36-14. I'm Randy Gattula, your play-by-play announcer for tonight's broadcast. Dylan Hendricks, my very capable color commentator. Ray Penny is our producer engineer back at the Sunny 101.3 studios. And Dylan, we've got some exciting news for our Sunny 101.3 listeners. If you follow us online, you know you can find our website at msconews.net, also msesports.net. They'll get you there. But the big news is we're going to have an all-new look to our MSC network, I guess we'll call it, website. And it's going to be unveiled sometime this weekend. We're not sure when they're going to flip the switch on it. I had a chance to preview it and take a peek at it, and Dylan, it's impressive. I can't wait for our listeners to check it out. MSCnews.net, that's the website. It's what it's always been. It's the same web address, but an all-new look. Lots of great information, whether it's news, weather, sports, obituaries, anything that is important to the MSC network and our family of stations. And a lot of people don't realize that here at Sunny 101.3 and, of course, KTNC out of Falls City, Nebraska, we're part of a network of six radio stations now: Atchison, Kansas, Seneca, Kansas, Hiawatha, and in near Topeka now with KOZA, I believe it is. So the network just continues to grow, Justin Fluke and his partners. And it's really fun to be a part of all the big changes that we're seeing around the MSC Sports Network. So
and high school football tonight on all of them. So
yeah, we were talking with Ray Penning, our producer engineer, and back at the MSC Sports headquarters, it's kind of a complex with studios involving all the various signals that we've got out there. Somebody asked me one day, what the heck does MSC stand for? It's many signals, I believe it is.
Many signals communication.
Yeah, many signals communication. So anyway, we've got football going on all the stations tonight. Everybody playing football somewhere. We happen to be here in Rockport tonight, and I can't tell you how pleased we are. Over the years, we've come to Missouri for 8-man football games. Done a lot with our friends over at Mound City, the Panthers. Guys, John and I, over the years, we've made a couple of trips all the way to the Edward Jones Dome in St. Louis to cover Mound City. That always came on the Friday after Thanksgiving. So we get in there late on Thanksgiving Day and have a nice meal with all the Panther fans. We made that trip a couple of times. We've been to Faurot Field at Columbia, Missouri, and going way back, in the early 2000s, when we started covering Missouri football at first, they were playing the 8-man championships at Missouri Western. We were down there a couple of times with the Mound City Panthers. we have returned to that format. If the Rockport Blue Jays continue to advance in the playoffs, that championship will be played on a Thursday. I believe it's Thursday, December 4th, and that's going to be played at Missouri Western Spratt Stadium, a fun place to play football. We would look forward to getting back down there. Just know this, folks, that as the Blue Jays advance through these playoffs, you can count on Sunny 101.3. We'll be there to cover them throughout the playoffs, no matter where they go. And good chance if this continues. They're up 36-14 right now. If they can get the win, we do know they will be in St. Joe no matter what, either Bishop LeBond or St. Joe Christian, and we will be there with them. Now, as I understand, we mentioned this earlier, the game, according to the State Association, is scheduled to be played on Saturday, but they're talking about maybe playing it on Friday night if Rockport makes a trip down there. The following week, the next round is also scheduled for Saturday the 29th. Depending on the opponent and when and where it is, that could end up being a Friday nighter. One thing we know for sure, the championship is going to be on a Thursday, and that will be on December 4th, Thursday, be played at Missouri Western. We've got time for one more two-minute break, and then we'll be back with the opening kickoff for quarter number three, live. You're listening to Rockport Blue Jays Football on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Atchison Holt Electric Cooperative, 75 years of excellence. Together we save. Plug into the power of your Touchstone Energy Cooperative membership. As your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, they strive to provide dependable electricity at a competitive cost to every member. You have power, the power to have a voice in how the co-op is run, to energize and enhance your life with affordable electricity. This farming season, watch out for those overhead power lines.
Before the turkey hits the table, hit the pavement for a cause. It's Community Medical Center's annual turkey trot, Thursday, November 27th. Walk, run, or stroll to support the Senka Food Pantry and Richardson County House of Hope. Join us on the CMC campus. Registration starts at 7:30 with the trot kicking off at 8. Entry's just $25 and every step makes a difference. Register online or contact Linda Santo with questions. Let's give thanks and give back. The CMC Turkey Trot, November 27th in Falls City.
From the first whistle to the final touchdown, Mead Lumber of Southeast Nebraska is proud to be a part of those big game day wins. With local roots and a lasting impact, we're more than just lumber and supplies. We're your home team, building projects, memories, and a stronger Yankton. Mead Lumber of Southeast Nebraska, building more than projects, building community.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, SML PNC Group, direct written premium.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula, Dylan Hendricks back with you here in Rockport. Well, the Blue Jays won the coin toss to start the game, and they elected to receive the football, so that means that the Thunder of Nottoway Valley will get their hands on the football first here to start this second half. Teeing the football up is Tayden Cook. Ty Hoyt will be back deep to return it. Hoyt will wait at his own 5-yard line. Cook is teeing the football up at the 30. Rockport up here at halftime, 36-14, in what's been quite a battle. A lot of penalty flags. That's what sticks in my mind from this first half, Dylan. All right, ready to come forward and kick it here is Tayden Cook from the 30. Ty Hoyt waits at the 5. Cook looks to the official, receives permission to proceed, comes forward, and here's the kick. Hoyt's going to run under the football. He'll field it at the 5. He's out to the 10. Hoyt at the 15. Tries to get to the left sideline. Out near the 20 and taken down at about the 19-yard line is Ty Hoyt. And that is where Nottoway Valley, the Thunder, will start this drive. First and 10. They're going to mark it just inside their 20-yard line.
As we get ready to start the second half of action, I want to thank our presenting sponsor tonight, Mead Lumber. Mead Lumber is your hometown building partner, building more than projects. They are building community. That's Mead Lumber of Southeast Nebraska.
Our good friend Samantha Bornemeyer at Mead Lumber. Appreciate her helping with the broadcast. Here we go, first and 10 for the Thunder. just inside their own 20-yard line. McGinnis is the quarterback. McGinnis has the snap. He wants to throw. No hands to Snodderly, and they wrap him up after a gain of only a yard or two. They were all over Snodderly. I think the first guy to grab a hold of him was Gebhardt.
And it looked like the ball hit the ground there. I don't know if it was supposed to be a direct snap or if it was just a little miscommunication, but he picked it up and got one out of it.
Okay, it'll bring up second down and nine now with the football at the 21-yard line of the Thunder. One wide receiver left, two wide to the right. Snodderly, the single running back, set next to the quarterback, McGinnis, in the backfield. McGinnis has the snap. He's looking to his left. Throws the ball. It's going to be tipped, knocked down, and nearly intercepted. Oh, man, he's wishing he had that one back. That was Tayden Cook, I believe.
Great job there by Tayden Cook getting his big paw up there in the air, and he tipped it up, and it went straight up in the air.
He was playing a little volleyball there, and you can't have two touches, I guess, because he tipped it up in the air and just could not gather it in. Nevertheless, great defense by Tayden Cook. It'll bring up third down and 9 yards to go at the 21-yard line. If you're just tuning in, we're just underway here in the third quarter. 11:20 to play, third period, 36-14, Rockport on top. Nottoway Valley on third down and 9 from their own 21. They throw the pass out complete. It's going to be a double pass. Wanting to throw back to the near side. They get the ball back across complete to McGinnis. McGinnis running near the first down marker. He's going to be stopped short of the first down with a great tackle there by the Blue Jays. Meyercourt.
And it looked like he might pick it up there, but he came up just short. Going to go for it here.
Fourth down and 1 at the 29-yard line. That was a huge tackle by Jack Meyercourt a moment ago. McGinnis on fourth down and 1 from his own 29-yard line. They go quickly with no huddle. Calling his starting count as McGinnis. Maybe calling an audible now at the line. They're holding him there an awful long time. McGinnis has the snap. He wants to throw the football. He'll run with it. Up the middle, he's got the first down, and then some midfield at the 40. He'll slide and go down at the 39-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for the Thunder.
And you have to wonder if that maybe wasn't even a designed run there for McGinnis, because he ran it right away.
All right, they're going to give him forward progress to the 37-yard line. First and 10 at the 37. Again, they quickly go with no huddle. McGinnis with two receivers, wide right, one wide to the left. He's back to pass. McGinnis in the slot. Pump fake once. Now he's going to throw deep downfield and overthrow his intended receiver down near the 10-yard line. No chance for that completion at all.
Well, we got a little break in the action here. We want to thank our sponsors. Tonight's broadcast wouldn't be a opportunity without them. Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport, Community Medical Center, and Fertilizer Service Company.
Second down and 10 at the 37-yard line. Again, McGinnis goes with no huddle. In motion, they turn to give the ball off, coming around from right to left. Nowhere to go. Oh, my. Ty Hoyt was wrapped up as he was receiving the football. The defenders were waiting for him.
And Gebhardt was right there in the backfield, and he got a piece of the jersey and didn't let go. That a big loss on second down.
How would you like to have been in Hoyt's shoes there? They had him wrapped up. Gebhardt did it, and Ryder Heron came in on top of it. All right, loss on the play of 6. Third down, 16 yards to go. Football is back at the 38-yard line. They're back to pass on third and long. McGinnis is under pressure. Gebhardt's coming again. Now Heron coming after him. He runs to the left side. He'll get rid of it and throw it over the middle. The pass is going to be caught at the 20-yard line, at the 30, rather, running to his left at the 20 and brought down at the 19-yard line, making the reception and catching the football was Jax Cowden, and I don't know how they completed that thing.
That thing, once again, it hung up there in the air. He caught it. Meyercourt there on the stop. They're going to go fast again here.
Working quickly at the 19-yard line. First down and 10 for the Thunder. McGinnis, two receivers wide right. McGinnis gives to Snodderly. Snodderly runs off to the left. He's inside the 20-yard line. Looks to be down near the 18. He'll gain a couple on the carry. Let's see where they mark it down. Give him 2. It'll bring up second down and 8. Quickly, with no huddle, they're back over the football. Second down and 8, marking at the 17-yard line. McGinnis has the snap, throws the ball out to Hoyt, complete to the right. He's at the 15, inside the 15, down near the 13.
Cooked on the stop a couple of plays ago, Meyercourt on that stop. And great job there by Meyercourt, tackle in the open field.
You know they're working quickly when we don't even have time to identify the tacklers. Third down and 4 now at the 13-yard line. McGinnis trips to the left. McGinnis runs with the football up the middle. He's going to be near the 10-yard line. A flag comes in as he's tackled. I bet we're going to have yet another face mask.
We are going to have a face mask. That was the early indication.
I have not seen this many face masks and horse collars in a game in a long time. All right. The ball is going to be spotted after the penalty yardage at the 6-yard line. It'll be first and goal at the 6. 36-14. Rockport up by 22 points. But boy, the Thunder is showing no sign whatsoever of letting up here, are they? At the six, it'll be first and goal. Braxton McGinnis is your quarterback. Two receivers to the left side of the field. Snodderly is a running back who sets on his right side. Calling his starting count is McGinnis, just a sophomore signal caller. McGinnis flips to Hoyt. Hoyt cuts back inside, fights his way down to about the line of scrimmage. I'm not sure he got any gain on that at all.
It looked like tackle there. Quentin Jackson on
actually
that.
Lost a yard. They'll put the ball out to the 7-yard line. Again, quickly with trips to the left. Second and goal at the 7. He lost a yard on that last carry. McGinnis back to pass. He's looking into the end zone. He runs with the football. Throws it into the end zone for the touchdown. Making the reception was Jax Cowden. Cowden comes up with the reception. It will be a 7-yard touchdown pass complete to Cowden. Makes it 36-20.
And an important stat there for the Thunder, they've possessed the ball three straight times without giving it back to Rockport because they recovered that onside kick. Two touchdowns out of those three possessions.
McGinnis complete to Cowden for the TD. 36-20. Now the try for the two-point conversion. Trips to the right side on the two-point try. Back to pass McGinnis. He's scrambling. McGinnis throws it up deep into the corner. Going to be batted away. Great job defensively by Brock Holmes. Conversion fails. The score stays 36-20. 7:53 to play in the third quarter. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 of the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
This scoring drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Falls City and Auburn. Call Tasha Arm Connect today to protect the things that are most important to you. Home, family, farm, and future.
Well, a quick action-packed no-huddle drive there. 12 plays covered 60 yards, tapped off with a 7-yard touchdown pass from McGinnis to Jax Cowden. Conversion failed. The score goes 36-20 with 7:53 to play in the third period. Here's the onside kick, everybody, after it. It went out of bounds. So now the Blue Jays will get pretty good field position out of this one. Let's see where they're going to mark it here. 7:53 to go in the third quarter. The game started out just hot as a pistol here. Two scores in the opening 26 seconds. Then Rockport reeled off four straight touchdowns, only to have the Thunder of Nottoway Valley come back and score two touchdowns unanswered and close it back up to a 16-point ball game, 36-20. All right, the football is going to be marked at the 36-yard line of the Thunder, first and 10 for the Blue Jays. Rockport over the football. Calling his count is Weston Amthor. Amthor has the snap, gives to Holmes. Holmes around the right side. He's inside the 30, down close to first down yardage. I think they're going to give him a first down with the football just outside the 25-yard line.
And, you know, we know the Thunder can score. The big question and what's going to determine this game is, can they get a stop here?
All right, the football is marked just outside the 25-yard line, first down and 10 for the Rockport Blue Jays. Almost needed a timeout here for it. Cramps. Ball at the 25. Quarterback, Weston Amthor, has a receiver, fire court to the right this time. Gives to Holmes, running from right to left. Holmes fights forward, carries tacklers down to the 20-yard line. He'll have a gain of 5 on the carry. Boy, a lot of extra activity after the whistle. They were throwing Holmes 5 yards back after the stop. I'm surprised that was allowed.
A host of Thunder players there on the stop, for the Thunder. A big drive to get a stop if they could here.
All right, second down and 5 yards to go. The ball is on the left hash mark at the 20-yard line of the Thunder. Quarterback, Weston Amthor. Again, with Holmes behind him and Cook set to the right. give the ball to Holmes, right into the middle. Holmes just running through would-be tacklers. He'll have the first down inside the 15. Put the ball at the 14-yard line, first and 10, Blue Jays.
Tyler Gray on the stop there for the Thunder. And, you know, Randy, this was a 36-8 game now, just a 16-point game.
Yeah, for our Rockport listeners, this is a pretty important drive for the Blue Jays to come out and kind of reassert themselves here a little bit and answer these unanswered touchdowns. First down and 10 at the 14-yard line, left hash mark. Anthor to Holmes. Holmes just running forward. He'll get about 4 this time, very close to the 10-yard line. It'll bring up second down. I'll give him 3 and call a 2nd and 7.
Gray there on the stop again for the Thunder, but, you know, just chunks of yards, 3, 4, 5 yards to carry right now for Brock Holmes.
6 minutes, 10 seconds to go. Third quarter here in this district championship, 36-20. Rockport on top. The Blue Jays are moving the football. Weston Anthor came over and got the play from the sideline. Brings it in, facing 2nd and 7 from the 11-yard line. Standard formation, Meyerkorf wide left. Holmes behind the quarterback. Hand off to Holmes, right up the middle. Oh, the offensive line doing the job. He will not get to the first down. I'm surprised at how much they're allowing him to drive Holmes back and slam him to the ground some 4 to 5 yards after they stop the progress. You notice that?
Yeah, and it's been multiple times this drive. Jake Gard there on the stop for Nottoway Valley, but it's about every time Holmes rushes it.
3rd down and 3 now. From the 7-yard line, they need to get it to the 4 for first down yardage. 3rd and 3 at the 7. The ball is on the left hash. Rockport moving from our right to left, from north to south. Amport calls his starting count, gives to Holmes. Holmes, he's going to have the first down. He got his, well, now they're going to throw him, look at this. They're going to throw him back, but I believe he's got first down yardage. Yes, it's going to be 1st and goal at the 4-yard line for the Rockport Blue Jays. Oh, there's an interesting development. The rescue squad is pulling in. I didn't notice any injuries, did you?
I did not.
Hope that's not for something in the stands. 36-20. Rockport leads it here. 4:52, third period, clock running. It's 1st down and goal at the 4 for the Blue Jays. As Weston Anthor sets his offense. Meyerkorf wide left. This time Holmes sets on the left hip of Anthor. Hand off, no, fake it. Anthor's going to keep it. He'll go in standing up. Everybody was chasing Holmes. And that's good play calling right there.
And, you know, an important touchdown there for the Blue Jays, just to kind of get some points back on the board, a good answer, and a long sustained drive. You know, that one only had to go 36 yards, but a 7-play drive.
So they'll line up for the 2-point conversion. Our score now moves 42-20. Last couple of 2-point conversions were missed by the Thunder. Let's see if they can get it here. Quarterback is Anthor. Holmes shifts over to his left. They give it to Holmes, and he'll run into the corner of the end zone for the 2-point conversion. Makes the score now 44-20. We'll be back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
No matter where you are in the tri-state area, your technology matters. That's why Rockport Telephone and Midwest Data Center bring you seamless service, from residential to enterprise-grade IT support. Need reliable Wi-Fi or cybersecurity that keeps your business safe? We've got it all, whether you're streaming at home or scaling your company. Call us today for your complimentary cyber consult or to start service at 660-744-5343. Midwest Data Center and Rockport Telephone. Fiber, voice, and video services with a dedicated local support team.
We had a flag. We're going to try it again. Running with the football is Meyerkorf for the 2-point conversion. He does not get in. They fail on the conversion attempt. So, with 4:34 to go here, it's 42-20. Rockport on top. We're going to keep it here live.
And this announcement from the Missouri State High School Athletic Association. Missouri State High School Athletic Association is celebrating 100 years of student activity excellence. Since 1926, the Missouri State High School Activities Association has championed student athletes, musicians, scholars, and performers across the state. Now, in our centennial year, we're honoring a century of unforgettable moments, teamwork, and tradition. Visit mshsaa.org to explore more on our history, receive iconic moments, and join the celebration. Show Me 100, celebrating a century of champions.
Scoring Drive Recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services. How many plays and yards in that one, Dylan?
That one was going to be a 7-play, 36-yard drive, so chewed up quite a bit of clock there.
Capped off with a 40-yard touchdown on the keeper there by Weston Amthor. Makes it 42-20 when the conversion attempt failed. So here we are with 4:34 to go in the third quarter. Back to a 22-point lead now for the Blue Jays. Cook has the football teed up, set to kick it away. Hoyt is back waiting to return it. He picks it up at the 4. He's out to the 5, the 10, the 15. Running on the left sideline at the 20. Still inbounds and finally ran out of bounds. What are they going to say he finally stepped out? I think he got out across the 20-yard line. They're going to put him at about the 23 is where he stepped out of bounds.
And, man, when he gets out into the open on those kick returns, he's tough to bring down.
Yeah, Hoyt's kind of scary. Ty Hoyt is Mr. Do-It-All. He's their punter. He's their punt returner. He's their kickoff returner. And not a bad receiver out there for him either. Lots of attention to the south end zone. Apparently, we've got some type of a medical emergency down here with the rescue squad that does not involve the football players, and we certainly wish the best for whoever had to have that rescue squad called. All right, over the football comes Nottoway Valley, the Thunder, taking the snap. Back to pass McGinnis. Now he's going to roll left, throws it down the left sideline, just has to throw it away out of bounds.
There was
pass
a flag.
Pass incomplete.
Flag from the back, or the head. Head judge here in the area of holding.
So, we'll wait for the white hat here to give us the indication. Had a lot of fun with that referee. He was up here in the press box checking in with the clock operator, and I asked if I might be able to get his cell phone number, and he says, why? And I said, well, I'm working radio. It's just in case any of our listeners have any questions. And he declined to give me his number. Got a good laugh out of it, though. Nice guy. Penalty yardage puts the football back now. 10 yards makes it first down and 20 yards to go from the 13-yard line. McGinnis is your QB. Snodderly sets to his left as the running back. They give to Snodderly right up the middle. He's hit immediately. Got maybe a yard. Got another flag?
We do, and it looks like they might call a roughing or a late hit here in the backfield. It looked like Ryder Heron hit the quarterback after he handed it off.
Personal foul on the defense, and they had him in a first and 20 situation because of the penalty earlier. Now with the penalty yardage marched back the other direction, the ball is going to be brought out to the 29-yard line.
And I believe with it being
first
a personal
down.
Foul, it'll be an automatic first down.
It'll be a first down. All right, put the football at the 29-yard line. Quarterback, McGinnis, three receivers wide right. McGinnis looks to his right, throws the ball out here complete to Hoyt. Hoyt's got the ball at the 35, on his feet, fighting near midfield. Stopped just short of the first down yardage. He does not get to the first down marker. The ball's going to be at about the 38-yard line. They'll go with no huddle, working quickly. Again, McGinnis with the football. On second down and a yard, now we're going to have a timeout taken by Rockport. The Blue Jays take a timeout. 3:50 to go here. We'll be back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
For over four decades, Hiawatha Implement has been the heartbeat of agricultural excellence. Proudly city, whether you're a farmer, a homeowner, or a commercial operator, our commitment remains unwavering to equip you with the best John Deere machinery that powers your success. Our seasoned experts ensure your machines stay at peak performance, delivering reliability and efficiency day in and day out. Hiawatha Implement, powering your progress since 1981. Visit HiawathaImplement.com for more.
Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula, Dylan Hendricks back with you here in Rockport. 3 minutes, 50 seconds to go in the third quarter. The Rockport Blue Jays leading the Nottoway Valley Thunder 42-20. In this District 6 championship game, winner this one advances to St. Joe next weekend, either St. Joe Christian or Bishop LeBlanc. On second down and one, the Thunder with the football. McGinnis wants to throw, back to pass, looking deep down the field. Pass nearly intercepted. Cook was in front of the intended receiver, and I think the receiver had to turn into a defensive back and back the ball away from Cook there.
Cook had the better look at the catch there for the interception, but you're right, the defense or the offensive player actually batted it away. It'll bring up third and one here.
All right, third and short. The line of scrimmage is at the 38-yard line. Nottoway Valley, the Thunder's own 38 on third down and one. Let's see, they'll run it this time, I'll bet you. Well, wide receivers left, wide receiver right, spread formation. Snodderly, the back the runner in the backfield on third down and 1-0, and you're going to have jumping offsides on the defensive line for Rockport. This has been a penalty-plagued game from the get-go. I wonder how many penalty flags have been thrown tonight. It's a bunch. Penalty yardage is going to give a first down to the Thunder and move the football into Rockport territory down to the 37-yard line. 3:39 to go here in the third quarter, 42-20. Blue Jays with a 22-point lead, but it's a much different complexion on this ball game compared to the 74-28 back on October 17th when these teams met. Here we go, first and 10. Ball at the 37-yard line. Braxton McGinnis has the snap. McGinnis throws it out to the right. Pass is going to be complete. The receiver twists away from the first defender. That's DeAndre Mincy. And Mincy has gained down to the 30-yard line. He'll get 7 on that play. It'll bring up second down and 3 yards to go at the 30. Mincy with his first catch of the evening. He's the tight end set to the right side. Snodderly is the running back set next to McGinnis on second down and 3 at the 30. McGinnis throwing again. Pass is going to be complete. Out on the right side to Cowden. Cowden's got it down for first down yardage. Boy, they're coming out just filling the air with footballs here.
And they know they got to score quickly, which is why they're running the up-tempo offense.
No huddle whatsoever. Here we go, first down and 10 from the 21-yard line for McGinnis. Again, Snodderly to the left, two receivers to the right side. That's Cowden and Hoyt are split wide to the right. Tight end to the right is Mincy. They're back to pass, throwing into the corner. Pass overthrown. The intended receiver was Ty Hoyt. Pretty well covered down there. The ball was thrown where only Hoyt had a shot at it, but he couldn't quite gather it in.
And to answer your question from a couple moments ago, I count 17 penalties so far tonight between the two teams.
Well, I'm not surprised. That's a bunch. All right. Incompleted pass stops the clock with 2:23 to play in the third quarter. Brings the ball back out to the 21-yard line. We're at second down and 10 for the Thunder of Nottoway Valley. McGinnis is going to put three receivers to his left this time. Now people jumping offside
once
again.
There's number 18.
And there's your 18th penalty. There's something going on down there that if he's got some kind of a change in the inflection of his voice or McGinnis is doing something, either that or the Blue Jays are just trying to anticipate the snap, but they're not doing a very good job of it. A lot of penalties.
I think it's trying to hear the count with your ear instead of watching the ball, and those will get you. And, man, they've gotten the Blue Jays 4 or 5 times tonight alone.
All right, second down and 5 yards to go now from the 16-yard line. Second and 5. Trips to the left, the short side of the field. Hoyt comes in motion. McGinnis back to pass, throws the ball over the middle of Mincy. Mincy running at the 5 near the pylon. They took him out of bounds short of the goal line, but it's going to be first and goal. Great job. Mincy's a big boy at tight end. Made the catch, and he's got the ball down to about the 5, I think, is where they're going to mark it.
And the Thunder having a lot of success in the passing game here the second half.
Again, quickly with no huddle. First and goal at the 5. McGinnis, boy, they're making us work fast here, aren't they? Has the Snodderly. Snodderly powers forward for a couple, maybe 3. He's got the ball down to about the 2-yard line. It'll be second down and goal at the 2 for the Thunder. I can't believe how quickly they're getting back to the line of scrimmage. They're ready to snap the football in under 10 seconds. McGinnis, hands under center this time. Keeps it on a quarterback sneak. Dives to his right. Don't think he got there. He did. They're going to give it to him from 2 yards out. Looked like he was short from what I saw through the glasses, but it'll be a 2-yard touchdown run by McGinnis, the quarterback.
And that's 2 sustained touchdown drives this half for the Thunder. Touchdown possession that started at their own 20 and this one from their own 23.
So they'll line up for the 2-point conversion. 42-26 our score now. They've missed a couple of these twos. The last 2-point conversions failed for them the last 2 tries. 3 receivers wide right, tight end set to the left. Hoyt in motion, back to pass McGinnis. McGinnis throws it deep in the corner of the end zone, incomplete. I don't see any flags, do you? Okay.
No flag on that one.
Okay. Conversion fails. The score stays 42-26 with 1:34 to go here in the third quarter. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
This is Sunny 101.3.
It's time for another Farm Bureau Financial Services scoring drive recap.
8 plays, 57 yards in a hurry. The score coming with 1:34 to play here in the third quarter. It was capped off with a 2-yard touchdown run on the quarterback keeper by Braxton McGinnis. Conversion attempt failed. The score stands 42-26. Here's the onside kick once again. And this time Rockport's up there on it. It didn't even travel the 10 yards, but the Blue Jays are very much aware of that, and they did a good job that time of getting on the football once again.
And it's one of those, you know, for Nottoway Valley, you know you need the ball back, and you haven't been able to stop Rockport tonight. Rockport scoring on all but one possession so far this evening.
So the Blue Jays will start squarely in the middle of the football field, the ball on the 40-yard line between the hash marks. With 1:34 to go in the third quarter, the Blue Jays leading 42-26. Weston Amthor is your quarterback, as he has been throughout the evening. Holmes sets behind him. They give it to Holmes. Holmes runs up the middle for 5, for 10, into the open for 15. He's down to the 20. He's at the 15, the 10, the 5, inside the pylon, touchdown. Just like that, 40 yards on one play for young Mr. Brock Holmes, a 40-yard touchdown carry.
And that one now 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 straight possessions where Rockport has scored.
The opponent scores, and 11 seconds later, you score. That's a pretty quick way to answer, isn't it? Only took 11 seconds off the clock. 1:23 to go now in the third quarter. The score goes to 48-26. Here comes the two-point conversion. The teams haven't been having much success with these lately. Holmes, no, keeping it as Amthor. He'll go in standing up. That's going to work almost every time. Amthor takes it in, and it's 48. Or check that, it's 50-26. We'll be back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When it comes to growing strong yields, trust the local team that knows your fields. Fertilizer Service Company in Fairfax, Missouri offers premium chemical and fertilizer products, plus expert custom application for your crops and pastures. Whether you're prepping for planting or managing mid-season growth, we're here to help your operation thrive. Call 660-686-2402 today and partner with folks who will treat your farm like their own. Fertilizer Service Company, growing with you for over 50 years.
This is Sunny 101.3.
The scoring drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Fall City and Auburn.
Well, a quick one-play, 40-yard drive, a 40-yard run by Brock Holmes. Amthor carried in on a quarterback keeper for the two-point conversion. With 1:23 to go in the third quarter, it's 50-26. The Rockport Blue Jays on top. Here comes the ensuing kickoff. Ready to kick it away is Tayden Cook. Back deep is Ty Hoyt, waiting to receive it. Hoyt fields the ball in the end zone, won't be able to bring it out. They'll bring it out to the 15-yard line, and that is where the Nottoway Valley Thunder will start their drive. First and 10 from their own 15-yard line, now trailing 50-26 with a minute 23 to go in this third quarter. Boy, that last drive was fast-paced. They didn't huddle one time during that entire 8-play drive, just right down the field.
Starting to see how these teams put up over 100 points the last time they met.
Dylan said something off the air a minute ago. I said, how fast-paced. He says, this isn't play-by-play. This is an auction. At the 15-yard line, here we go. Nottoway Valley with the football. First and 10. Braxton McGinnis calls the count. McGinnis is back to pass. Pressure's there. Over the middle. Pass is going to be complete to Cooper Snodderly. Snodderly's only going to get about 3 yards out of it, though. They're going to have the ball out to the 23-yard or the 19-yard line. They'll give him 4, call it second down and 6. Again, McGinnis working quickly. Wide receivers to each side of the field this time, a spread formation, one out to the left and right. Hand off to Snodderly up the middle. He's got some room. Snodderly is going to be stopped just shy of the first down at about the 25-yard line. Oh, they're going to give it to him.
They are going to give it to him.
Did you see that? Ball is at the 25-yard line, first down and 10. Almost a yard shy. At the 25, back to pass is McGinnis. McGinnis out to the right. And I believe that's going to be ruled an incompletion.
They're going to get the catch on that one. It was really close.
Ball moved out to the 32-yard line. Second down and three. I'm sorry, at the 32-yard line. McGinnis hands to Snodderly. Snodderly stopped well short of the first down this time. He's going to be stopped at the 34-yard line. It'll bring up fourth down and one.
We've only played about a minute of football here, and Caden Cook's four tackles.
Okay, third and one from the 34-yard line. Back to pass, McGinnis. Pressure coming after him. McGinnis throws it at the very last minute. Pass complete all the way down to the 30, down to the 20. Making the reception was Mincy. Mincy's going to have that's Snodderly. Snodderly's going to have the football down to the 20-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for Nottoway Valley. Timeout going to be taken here?
End of the quarter.
Oh, end of the quarter. All right, 50-26. After three quarters, we're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's Friday Night Lights, and Mead Lumber is proud to bring you the game of the week. From the first snap to the final buzzer, we're building more than projects. We're building community. Whether you're upgrading your home, tackling a big build, or just need the right tools for the job, Mead Lumber has you covered. Cheer loud, play hard, and remember, when it comes to quality service and hometown pride, Mead Lumber is right here, building community with you from design to finish.
When it comes to protecting your crops, trust the name that you know and the name that knows you. Kent Fisher Insurance. Located right on Main Street in Rockport, Kent Fisher Insurance specializes in crop coverage tailored to your farm's unique needs. With years of experience and a commitment to service, we're here to help you weather any season. Stop by or give us a call at 660-744-5366. Kent Fisher Insurance. Rooted in Rockport, but growing with you. Kent Fisher Insurance is an equal opportunity employer.
Sunny 101.3.
A fresh 12 minutes up on the score clock. We move into the fourth quarter. First down and 10 for the Thunder at the 20-yard line of Rockport. McGinnis has the snap, throws it pass complete out to the left side, breaking a tackle and then taking out of bounds with it goes Ty Hoyt. Hoyt got inside the 20 to about the 18. He'll have a gain of 2, and it'll bring up second down and 8 yards to go.
And Randy, you're not going to believe me, but we got laundry on the field.
Oh, no, not a penalty. What's that, 20? 19?
It's going to be a block in the back, and I think that'll be our 19th penalty of the evening.
11:53 to go in this football game. 50-26. The Rockport Blue Jays leading it here.
Our presenting sponsor tonight, Mead Lumber. Mead Lumber is your hometown building partner. They're building more than projects. They're building community.
After three quarters now, it's St. Joe Christian 38, Bishop LeBlanc 22. Thank you, Troy Nelson. Appreciate the update. Here we go with the football. First down and about 18 yards to go. Back to pass, McGinnis. McGinnis is going to turn and run with the football. Turns out to his right. He'll be taken out of bounds after a nice gain. He got about 10 yards on that. Got the ball back inside the 20 near the 18-yard line.
You want to talk about something to build around for the Thunder heading into the future, too. McGinnis, only a sophomore.
Second down and 8 yards to go at the 18-yard line of Rockport. With the snap, McGinnis back to pass. Pressure coming from Heron. Pass is complete out to the left side to the 15-yard line, making the reception is Jax Cowden. Ty Hoyt.
Nobody on the tackle there. Hoyt just had to go down to catch it.
Third down and 5 at the 15-yard line. Hoyt goes wide to the right. Cowden wide to the right. Mincy is wide right. Trips out to the right side of the field. Back to pass McGinnis. McGinnis throws a pass out complete. Turning it upfield near the first down marker. I believe he'll have the first down. That was Jax Cowden, the sophomore, making the reception. And he'll get the first down to the 10-yard line. This is a fast-working Nottoway Valley Thunder offense. Man, are they getting up and down the field. First and goal at the 10-yard line. We've only played a minute of this third quarter. Quarterback Braxton McGinnis with two receivers left, one wide right, calling his count. Up the middle, Snodderly. Snodderly's got room. Snodderly's going to take it for the touchdown.
And the Thunder, you know, they know they're down 3 scores here. They know this is it for their season if they can't come back here. So got to go fast on offense. Of course, going to have to find a way to stop Brock Holmes in the Blue Jay offense.
Snodderly with a 10-yard run for the touchdown. The score coming with 10:42 to play now in the fourth quarter. makes it 50-32. They're going to line up for the. They're even hurrying on the 2-point conversion. McGinnis throws the pass out, and it's going to be complete for the 2-point conversion.
2-point conversion is good.
That was Hoyt.
10-20.
It was. Hoyt made the reception. We'll step aside for a 30-second break on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Farmers State Bank is proud to be your community bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mound City, Maitland, and St. Joe, Missouri. With regional strength and a local advantage, they are committed to serving your financial needs through individualized customer service. Visit fcsbank.bank to learn more. Best of luck to all the players and coaches in tonight's game from everyone at Farmers State Bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mound City, Maitland, and St. Joe, Missouri. Farmers State Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Time for another Scoring Drive recap presented to you by Farm City, Farm Bureau Financial Services in Fall City and Auburn. 8 plays, 65 yards. Again, very quickly, not much time off the clock. Cooper Snodderly scored on a 10-yard run. The touchdown pass to Hoyt was good for the 2-point conversion. The score goes 50-34 with 10:42 to play in the football game. Ready for the kickoff. Boy, they're going quickly here. Handling the kickoff duty, Dakota Hyatt. Teed at the 30-yard line. Here's Hyatt's kick. Onside once again, that's no surprise. They're going to get a return on this onside kick, however. Scooping the ball up and making the return was Jack Meyercourt, wasn't it? Yes. Yes. No, check that. On the return there was...
Looks like Blaze Krogan.
Yeah, Krogan. Krogan got the ball on that one. He's got the ball out to the 39-yard line. So, again, Rockport, they started their last drive at the 40. It only took one play, Dylan. Let's see what happens here.
Rockport's starting field position in the second half. Nottoway Valley's 36, the 40, and now the 39.
All right, now the football. At their own 39-yard line, Rockport first and 10, leading 50-34. Calling his starting count. They turn. Oh, flags fly. Whistle sound. Surprise, surprise. Let's see what this one's going to be when they sort things out here.
Going to be an offside on the defense.
Boy, we've had a lot of those tonight, too. 5-yard penalty is going to be assessed against the Thunder. Puts the football to the 36-yard line. Now first down and 5 for the Blue Jays. Still 10:39 to go in the ballgame. It's a 16-point contest, 50-34. Rockport on top here in the District 6 District Final. Weston Amthor with a double tight end set this time. Hands the ball to Holmes right into the middle. Holmes spinning forward. Broke free out to the left. Spinning free on his feet again. Still on his feet down the left sideline inside the 30, inside the 25, and taken out of bounds at the 23-yard line. For all practical purposes, he was tackled 2 yards short of the first down. Just would not go down.
And I think he broke 3 or 4 tackles on that run.
By himself.
That was all him.
Yeah, that was him. Brock Holmes puts the football inside the 25-yard line. At the 23 is where they'll mark it. It'll be first and 10 for the Blue Jays. Clock running, 10:18 to play in the ballgame, 50-34. Blue Jays on top, first and 10 at the 23 of the Thunder. Quarterback, Amthor. Calling his cadence, gives the ball, low fumble on the ball, picking it up as Amthor. Now he's in trouble. Tries to run it forward to get back near the line of scrimmage, and I believe he'll end up gaining about a yard on this. Boy, Amthor had to work for that. He had no less than 4 defenders hanging on him.
Credit Amthor there for getting what he could. That was a very much a broken play.
He turned a disaster into a gain of a yard there and puts the football down to the 23-yard line. 22-yard line, actually. They'll call it second down and 9 at the 22. Weston Amthor sets his offense with a double tight end this time. He'll call his starting count with Holmes set next to him. Gives it to Holmes running to the left. They drag him down from behind. He got back to the line of scrimmage. Not much more. Boy, they're setting him up again. Any time now, Amthor's going to keep that football and have a wide open spaces out here to the right. Had he kept it that time, everybody was flowing toward Holmes. Amthor would have had a walk into the end zone.
Bill Walker there on the stop for the Thunder. And what is this? Is this a huddle that we see out here?
Yeah, don't see much of that, do you? Third down and 9. The football is at the 22-yard line of the Thunder on the left side hash mark. Rockport moving left to right from south to north here. Quarterback Amthor has the snap. Fakes the handoff. Oh, guess what? We got a flag. This has to be the most penalty-ridden game I've seen in a very long time.
And it's on the defense again.
Offsides on the defense. Another 5-yard offsides penalty is going to move the football back inside the 20 near the 17-yard line is where they mark it.
We're going to have to get this side judge some ice for his shoulder. That's a lot of flags he's thrown today.
Third down and 4 yards to go at the 17-yard line. 8:39 clock running. Rockport up 50-34. Anthor back to pass. Anthor throws the ball over the middle, inside the 10, down near the 5. Meyercorth, he's going to have it first and goal at the 5-yard line. Jack Meyercorth, great job on the reception.
And that's what makes this Blue Jay offense so tough, is just when you think they're running, Meyercorth wide open there on the outside.
Meyercorth actually got the ball to the 4-yard line. It'll be first and goal at the 4 for the Rockport Blue Jays. Inside of 9 minutes to go, 8:28, clock is running. It's 50-34, up by 16, trying to extend the lead are the Blue Jays. The quarterback, Amthor, has Holmes set behind him. Amthor takes a snap, gives to Holmes, right into the middle. Holmes battles in there. He'll go for the touchdown. A 4-yard touchdown run by Brock Holmes, his third rushing touchdown of the evening. This one coming from 4 yards out for Mr. Holmes.
And this Nottoway Valley team, they've had three possessions this half, scored three times. The Blue Jays been able to answer them every single time, touchdown, touchdown, touchdown.
This score coming with 8 minutes and 10 seconds to go pushes the score out to 56-34. Now here comes the drive for the two-point conversion. Amthor with the snap. Fakes to Holmes. He'll keep it himself and go in standing up. They did that the last time, and it worked so well. And that moves the score now to 58-34. Rockport on top with 8:10 to go in the ballgame. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hello, everyone. This is Natalia, a health navigator at Community Medical Center. Medicare open enrollment is happening now through December 7th. It's the perfect time to review your plan and make sure your coverage still fits your needs. If you'd like help understanding your options or setting up a plan review, call Community Medical Center 402-245-6739 to schedule a time. Community Medical Center, amazing people, exceptional care.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Time for another Farm Bureau Financial Services scoring drive recap. This one took 5 plays, covered 41 yards. Brock Holmes with his third rushing touchdown of the night. This one from 4 yards out. Anthor carried in for the two-point conversion. It's 58-34. Rockport on top, and it's looking more and more like St. Joe Christian may be the opponent next week.
St. Joe Christian leading St. Joe LeBlanc, Bishop LeBlanc, 54-30. There's 8 minutes to go there in the fourth quarter.
So a similar score to what we've got going here. All right, here's the ensuing kickoff for the Blue Jays. Tayden Cook comes forward. The toe meets the ball. It's going to be fielded at the 8. The return man to the 10. Off to the right side, that's Hoyt. He turns the corner at the 15. He's at the 20, at the 25, at the 30, and taken out of bounds near the 30-yard line. Boy, Hoyt makes you nervous, doesn't he?
He does on every kick return.
He can be awfully explosive over there once he gets a little bit of open field. To their credit, the Blue Jays got him corralled there as he got it across the 20. They're going to mark it at the across the 30, rather. They're going to mark it at the 32-yard line. Only 8:01 left to play in this one. 58-34, Rockport trying to move on here from the district championship. Now over the football, battling back comes Nottoway Valley. Here comes the Thunder with Braxton McGinnis. McGinnis hands the ball. Oh, the ball is loose, and I believe Rockport's going to have the recovery. They tried to hand the ball to Snodderly. The ball popped out of there, and falling on it was Gabriel Gebhards. Gebhards was standing around and said, "What's this laying here at my feet?" He dropped down on the football.
And I don't know if that was a broken play. It looked like they didn't know who the snap was going to go to, and then he tried to hand it off. Either way, Rockport ends up with it.
Yeah, he tried to give it to Snodderly, and nobody ended up. The ball just was laying there on the ground, and Gebhards falls on it. Big break there. This could be what Rockport needs to maybe blow this thing open and put it away. Amthor comes over the ball, first and 10. At the 31-yard line, calling his count, takes a snap, fakes to Holmes. No, gives to Holmes. He turns the corner at the 30. Holmes is down near the 25-yard line. He'll be wrapped up after a gain of about 5 on the carry. It'll bring up second down and 5 yards to go.
And while we have a quick break here, thanks to our sponsors, a couple of our sponsors tonight for making this broadcast possible, Kent Fisher Insurance, Farmer State Bank, and Atchison Holt Electric.
Amthor brings him to the line of scrimmage. He'll split Jack Meyercorth wide to the left. The tight end set to the right side is Gabriel Gebhardt. In the backfield, of course, is Brock Holmes. Calling his count, Amthor turns, gives to Holmes, and guess what? We've got a flag. Illegal procedure is the call on the Blue Jays. That'll be a 5-yard penalty and move the ball right back outside the 30 to the 31, and it'll be second down and 10.
Randy, that's the 10th flag of the night in the second half.
How many penalty flags you got for the game? We lost count.
I think we're at 21 or 22 now.
All right, here we go. Second down and 10 from the 31-yard line. Weston Amthor with Holmes set behind him this time. Meyercourt to the near side. To Holmes into the middle. Holmes just dives forward for short yardage. Got about two. He's got the football down to the 29-yard line. It'll bring up third down and 8 yards to go for the Blue Jays.
It's like Dylan Walker on the stop there for the Thunder. Blue Jays not afraid to run a little clock here.
Now, the clock is their friend right now for the Rockport Blue Jays. And, let's face it, despite quite a battle here by the Thunder, Nottoway Valley just running out of time, Dylan. The ball is inside the 30 at the 29-yard line. Third down and 8 yards to go for the Rockport Blue Jays as Weston Amthor calls his count. Gives off to Brock Holmes. He cuts inside. Holmes has got some room. He's fighting down to the first down yardage at the 20-yard line. And it should be enough for a first and 10. Yes, it is.
Jake Gard there on the stop for the Thunder. And for the Blue Jays, just kind of content to keep it on the ground here.
Look at that. The ball is actually spotted at the 21. What an incredible evening we're having tonight here in Rockport. The ball is at the 21 is where they spot it. It will be a first and 10, despite not quite getting to the 20-yard line. 5:55 to go in the ball game. Rockport with the ball. Again, Holmes. He breaks out to the left. Takes a tackler with him. Still on his feet. Still carrying people. Broke free! And he finally dives down inside the 15. And he left a trail of would-be tacklers lying on the ground behind him in his wake. Just running right through him.
I counted 3 Thunder players on the ground there. And fortunate for the Thunder that the 15-yard line kind of tripped him up.
Yeah, he ended up falling out of bounds. It'll be second down. And we'll call it 2 yards to go with the line of scrimmage at the 13-yard line. The ball is spotted on the left hash mark. Rockport moving from left to right from south to north here, leading 58-34 with 5:15 to go in the ball game. Weston Amthor calling his cadence. He has the snap. He gives the ball again to Holmes. Holmes cuts inside, inside the 10, down near the 5. He'll have it first and goal at about the 6-yard line. Brock Holmes doing what he does once again. He's not going to have 500 yards like he did back in October against this team, but nevertheless, it's going to be a great night. He's got 3 rushing touchdowns already, adding to his 44 coming into this one. That young man has scored 47 touchdowns in 11 football games. That's a pretty good day's work. 4:43 to go in this one. It's 58-34, looking more and more like the Blue Jays are going to advance to the next round of the 8-man playoffs down in St. Joe. Most likely against St. Joe Christian. Weston Amthor on first and goal at the 6. Keeps it. Nope. Another flag. He faked the handoff to Holmes, and he was off to the races toward that left pylon, but the flag came in and a procedure penalty. Penalty flag, number 22 or 3, I think. It's a bunch.
There's been plenty, and it hasn't. It's been both ways tonight, offense, defense, blue, white. It's been equal
opportunity penalties here. There's no doubt about that. I would never imply it's anything but equal. Everybody's got their share of the flags. All right, first down and goal now from the 11-yard line for the Rockport Blue Jays. And off to Holmes. Holmes into the middle. Got to the 10 and then shoved back, maybe reached the 9. I am still amazed at how many times they've allowed the forward progress to be stopped, and then the tacklers take Mr. Holmes for another 5-yard ride back up the field and throw him to the ground, and that's allowed to continue time after time.
That stop there was Snodderly, and the clock really starting to tick away here, just 3:43 left to go in the game.
Gain of 2 on the carry, puts the football at the 9-yard line, second down and goal at the 9 for the Blue Jays, leading here 58-34. Weston Amthor calling his cadence. He has the snap. Amthor pitches the ball back to Holmes. Holmes is going to be hit and dropped in the backfield this time. He'll lose a couple back out to the 11-yard line is where they stopped him.
Snodderly again there on the stop. And, you know, for Nottoway Valley, a nice defensive possession here or defensive stand, but time running away.
Ball's going to be spotted at the 10-yard line. They'll give him a very generous spot there on that one. And it'll bring up third down and goal at the 10, inside of 3 minutes to go. And right now it's just kind of a matter of getting 3 minutes ran off the clock here, and the Blue Jays will be able to advance. Third down and goal at the 10. Meyercourt comes wide to the near side of the field, the short side to the right. Fake the handoff to Holmes. Amthor keeps it. He's at the 5. Dives over the top of a would-be tackler down to about the 3-yard line. It'll be fourth down and goal inside the 5. I think they're going to mark it near the 3. Fourth down and goal at the 3, but now the clock, a big factor. 2 minutes, 25 seconds and running. Rockport up by 24 points. You heard it here first. The Blue Jays are going to advance to next weekend in St. Joe, probably against St. Joe Christian, and you'll hear the game live. Whether it be Friday night or Saturday afternoon, it'll be live here on Sunny 101.3. Down to 2:05 as they come up to snap the ball on fourth and goal at the 3. Oh, they've got to, they're going to do a snap.
Ryder Heron.
They tried to snap the ball back to Ryder Heron. It's going to be picked up. And now the foot race is on. Running the other way to advance it, all the way to the other end for the touchdown. Carrying the football for the touchdown for Nottoway Valley was Cooper Worrell. Worrell picked that up at the 3-yard line. Cooper Worrell, a 77-yard fumble recovery for the touchdown. They were trying to give it to the birthday boy to give him a chance to run it in for the touchdown. They fumbled the snap from center. Ryder Heron was not able to gather it in. Cooper Worrell grabbed it and took it 77 yards for the TD with a minute 46 to go here in the fourth quarter. Well, that's going to make the score look a little closer than it was. Cooper Morrill's going to have a story to tell. He's a senior running back. He won't forget that one, will he? All right, the try for the two-point conversion. McGinnis puts trips to the right, calling his count. McGinnis has the football. Rolling right, here comes the pressure. Now he ducks it in, fumbles the football, and it's going to be covered up by the Blue Jays. Conversion fails, and the score now stands at 58-40, but just 146 left to play in the ballgame. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Atchison Holt Electric Cooperative, 75 years of excellence. Together we save. Plug into the power of your Touchstone Energy Cooperative membership. As your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, they strive to provide dependable electricity at a competitive cost to every member. You have power, the power to have a voice in how the co-op is run, to energize and enhance your life with affordable electricity. This farming season, watch out for those overhead power lines.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Well, that score came on a scoop and score there. A fumble recovery by Cooper Morrill. Picked it up at the 3-yard line. Took it 77 yards for the touchdown. The conversion attempt failed. Our score now moves 58-40 with a minute and 46 seconds to go in the ballgame. And, of course, we're going to have another onside kick here, I'm sure. That's what they've been doing all night long, waiting to come forward. Here's the kick, another onsider. Everybody down there trying to get after it, and I'm pretty sure the Blue Jays are on it from the reaction to the sideline. Falling on the football over on the far side. We'll wait until he gets up. Yep, getting on the football there for Rockport was Blaze Krogan. Krogan's just a freshman, but he's got his name on here. He made a big recovery right there of the onside. Do we have a final yet from St. Joe?
No final. Bishop LeBlanc has punched one in to cut the lead to 54-38. That one, though, late in the fourth. So barring a huge comeback by Bishop LeBlanc here, it looks like St. Joe Christian will host the Rockport Blue Jays.
All right. Over the football come the Blue Jays with the football. Weston Amthor is your quarterback. Hands it off to Holmes into the middle. Holmes is going to get about 3 yards. Look at this. Look at this. They're still throwing him back.
You know, and this might be one of those situations where you pull Holmes off to the side here for the last minute and 30 seconds. And
well, this is the last time I'll say it, but I've been amazed at how long the play is allowed to continue after the whistle and after the forward progress has been stopped. Mr. Holmes is getting beat around it quite a bit. Timeout's going to be taken here by the Thunder with a minute 22 left to play in the football game, 58-40. The Rockport Blue Jays lead up. We're going to keep it here live this time and talk about what we've got coming up next weekend. Now, most likely the opponent for the Rockport Blue Jays will be St. Joe Christian. It sounds like they've got that one in the bag down there. It's scheduled to be played on Saturday, but the rumor is among the school officials there's a good chance that that game's going to be moved to Friday night since it doesn't involve a lot of long traveling. We will say this right here and now, whether it's Friday night or Saturday afternoon, we will have live coverage of Rockport's next round in the playoffs against St. Joe Christian. You'll hear it here on Sunny 101.3. It'll be available online at mscsports.net. You'll be able to listen to it on your phone by loading the MSC radio app onto your phone. Lots of different platforms which will allow you to enjoy our coverage of Blue Jays football next weekend. All right, we're getting back to live action. Only a minute 22 left to play in this one. The line of scrimmage is at the 38-yard line. It's second down and 7 yards to go at the 38 of the Thunder. Blue Jays come over the football. Meyercorth was split to the right. Now he goes out to the left side to split out wide to the short side of the field. Amthor has Brock Holmes on his left. Amthor takes the snap, gives it to Holmes. Here comes Holmes around the corner to the right side. He's at the 30, wrapped up, drug down, taken out of bounds at the 28-yard line. Oh, they say he stayed in bounds. It'll be enough for a first down, and the clock keeps running.
Dylan Walker on the stop there for the Thunder. 120 remains. 58-40 is our score. The Blue Jays lead the Thunder.
All right, the football is at the 27-yard line. First down and 10. Clock winding down. 69 seconds left in this district championship. The Rockport Blue Jays will advance to play St. Joe Christian next weekend. All right, over the football come the Blue Jays in no hurry, letting the clock wind down. They've got it first and goal. They can just take a knee here. Amthor calls his starting count. Amthor will take a knee, keep the clock running. This is your favorite formation if you're the birthday boy and Ryder Heron down there to get to line up in the, you know, you don't suppose when he gets to the locker room tonight, the birthday boy, he's going to take any razzing about that fumbled snap from center. His chance at stardom, and it turned into a 77-yard touchdown the other way, but that is all water under the bridge. The Blue Jays are ready to celebrate. They won't have to snap it again. 20 seconds to go. The clock will wind down. Your final score tonight will be the Rockport Blue Jays, 58, and the Thunder of Nottoway Valley, 40. 58-40 is your final. Don't go away. We're going to take a two-minute break here, and then we'll be back with our post-game show and give you a rundown of the second half scoring and talk about the upcoming round for the Blue Jays. That's coming up after this two-minute break on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, S&L PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
From the first whistle to the final touchdown, Mead Lumber of Southeast Nebraska is proud to be a part of those big game day wins. With local roots and a lasting impact, we're more than just lumber and supplies. We're your home team, building projects, memories, and a stronger Yankton. Mead Lumber of Southeast Nebraska, building more than projects, building community.
For over four decades, Hiawatha Implement has been the heartbeat of agricultural excellence, proudly serving Hiawatha and Mound City. Whether you're a farmer, a homeowner, or a commercial operator, our commitment remains unwavering to equip you with the best John Deere machinery that powers your success. Our seasoned experts ensure your machines stay at peak performance, delivering reliability and efficiency day in and day out. Hiawatha Implement, powering your progress since 1981. Visit HiawathaImplement.com for more.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to Rockford here among the fireworks that they're firing off to celebrate the win for the Rockford Blue Jays. It's time now for our post-game wrap-up. It's being presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from dead. You can find them online at highlandcc.edu. Well, Dylan, the score is final now in St. Joe. We do have a final. It's St. Joe Christian 54, Bishop LeBlanc 38. 54-38 is the final, so it's official. St. Joe Christian will be the opponent next weekend for the Rockport Blue Jays. Let's take a look at the scoring in the second half and how that went. We are not under mortar attack here, folks. They're putting on a giant fireworks show here in Rockport to celebrate this win by the Blue Jays. At halftime, the Blue Jays were up 36-14 after giving up a late touchdown with just 35 seconds to go there in the second quarter. After that score, back-to-back touchdowns here by the Thunder with 7:53 to go in the third quarter, a 7-yard pass from McGinnis to Jax Cowden. Conversion failed, and suddenly it was only a 16-point lead for the Blue Jays at 36-20. Rockport answered with a 4-yard run on a quarterback keeper by Weston Amthor, a 7-play, 36-yard drive. Conversion failed, however, and the lead was 22 for the Blue Jays. Battling right back into it came the Thunder, 1:34 to go in the third quarter. Braxton McGinnis on a quarterback keeper scored from 2 yards out. That was an 8-play, 57-yard drive. When the conversion failed, the score stood at 42-26. With a minute 23 to go, just 11 seconds later, still in the third quarter, a 40-yard run by Brock Holmes. That was a 1-play, 40-yard drive. The 2-point conversion on a quarterback keeper by Amthor made it 50-26. But the Thunder wasn't done yet. 10:42 to go in the fourth quarter. A 10-yard run by Cooper Snodderly. An 8-play, 65-yard drive. The pass to Hoyt was good for the 2-point conversion. Made it 50-34. Rockport got back into the scorebook again with 8:10 to go in the ballgame. A 4-yard run by Brock Holmes. His third rushing touchdown of the night, incidentally. 5-play, 41-yard drive. Amthor carried in on a keeper for the 2-point conversion. Made it 58-34, but there were still 8 minutes and 10 seconds to go. You got to think at this point, the Rockport fans are wanting to feel comfortable, but the way they can score so quickly, the Thunder, you had to wait and get some more time off the clock. Finally, as time was running down, with 1:46 to go in the fourth quarter, they had a fourth down and goal at the 3-yard line. They lined the birthday boy up for a direct snap to try and give Ryder Heron a chance to perhaps score a touchdown. The snap came from the center, was fumbled. It was picked up by Cooper Morrow, and he returned it 77 yards for a touchdown. The conversion failed, and our final score tonight here in Rockport, the Rockport Blue Jays win the District 6 championship over the Thunder of Nottoway Valley, 58-40. Is our final score. And as we said, we've got a final from St. Joe, 54-38 over LeBlanc. And that matches up your Rockport Blue Jays with the St. Joe Christian team in St. Joe next weekend, either Friday night or Saturday. Watch our Sunny 101.3 website. If you follow me on Facebook, Randy Gatula, I'll have it up on there just as soon as the announcement comes. But we can assure you of this, whenever it's played, Friday or Saturday, we will have live coverage. Well, your thoughts on this one?
Randy, I mentioned it a couple of times during the broadcast. This was a really good Thunder offense. I mean, they could score. They were fast. They threw it around a little bit. But it's going to take a special team with a special defense to slow this Rockport team down. So unless you're a team coming up that is going to score possession and, you know, after possession, score with Rockport, it'll take a special defense to slow them down.
Yeah, it's really easy to see how the Nottoway Valley Thunder won 9 football games this year. They have nothing to hang their heads about. They finished the season 9-2, only 2 losses, both to the Rockport Blue Jays. the Blue Jays a potential state champion here with a couple of more wins for them. So, again, our congratulations to Nottoway Valley, the Thunder. Again, nothing to hang their heads over here. They've got a good football team, and they played well this season.
And we mentioned high-flying offenses. These two teams in their two games this year, over 200 points.
And I want to tip my hat right now to the officials tonight. I know, folks listening at home, there is no tougher job in the world than officiating high school football. And if I sounded like I overplayed, the fact is we had more than 20 penalty flags. Now, I'm not blaming that on the officiating in any way, shape, or form, but it was an interesting night for the yellow flags coming out of the pockets here. They were equal opportunity employers. Everybody got their share of them. It didn't go one way or the other, but it was an interesting night here of officiating in this playoff game. So, the Rockport Blue Jays with the win tonight, 58-40. They advance to next weekend's playoff round in St. Joe. We'll have it here for you, and not much else left to say here tonight, Dylan. So, that's about going to wrap it up for our live coverage of high school football. For Dylan Hendricks here in the booth, and Ray Penning, our producer-engineer, I'm Randy Gatula. We leave you with the final score, the Rockport Blue Jays 58, the Nottoway Valley Thunder 40. Thanks for listening to Blue Jay Football on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You've been listening to high school football on your local sports authority, Sunny 101.3, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network.